couple that had their 75th wedding anniversary.
I did not.
They was asking a gentleman about being married so long. He said, yeah. He said, for our 50th anniversary, I took my wife down to San Antonio. And they said, that's pretty nice. They said, what did you do for your 20th?
I'm going to go get her.
You betcha.
Wow. Not a real story, a joke you tried to disguise as a real story.
Clever.
Pretty close to the same thing, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, Roger.
Okay. Have a good Friday.
Have a good weekend. You too.
Hello, limping on.
Joan, how are you?
Hi, I'm just doing fine.
And how old are you, Joan?
Oh, my gosh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do. How old are you?
Oh, I'm the favorite age, 74 years old.
That's it.
Perfect. The perfect woman.
How can we help you, Joan?
I'm your grandma. Or could be. Well, I donate my time. I am president of Northside Art Association. And what I'd like to do is have my little 15 minutes of, few minutes of commercial.
Well, who are you with?
I'm the president of Northside Art Association.
Oh, what?
Northside Art Association.
Well, here's the deal, Joan. You have to send us something. And we have to take a look at it and then see if we can work it in. If we
a couple of Fridays ago, you let people talk, and I wanted to tell you that we...
Hold it. A couple of Fridays...
We have a gallery.
Hold it. A couple of Fridays ago, what do you mean I let people talk?
And have their little business adventure.
Right. That's when we were doing businesses.
This is a business.
I thought
it's
it was
an art gallery.
Is it a retail business?
It's a non-profit organization. It's just
This is an event coming up, right?
No. This is all the time. I volunteer my time on Wednesdays and Fridays, and we have in the lobby of the Smurfit Stone building on Maryland Avenue, we demonstrate our art.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you...
And
you told us now.
Yeah, and we just need people to drop by and say hi.
And see the art.
And see the art. Mm-hmm. All right, Joan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they keep telling me how handsome you are, and someday I'm going to drop by.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Okay.
I'm a knockout.
Bring your glasses.
Okay.
So am I.
Well, I wish you get along great. Thank you, Joan.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Man.
That's one of the reasons I'm glad we're not in a high traffic area, because everybody would be stopping and staring.
Yeah, you knock at you.
He's good looking. He's so good looking. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a quick bit of business. I'm going to come back and do another quick bit, and we're going to play a little Phil Hendry, and then I'm going to ask you to share something pertaining to radio with us as we go into the summer vacation season. Michael Genovese Custom Jewelers will be open tomorrow, which is Saturday, till 4 o'clock. They used to close about noon. 12:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere in there. They had so many people who were still in the business and still coming to the door that they realized they really needed to stay open later, so now they're open to about 4 o'clock. They're closed on Sunday and Monday. Sunday and Monday closed. Tomorrow, open. We are coming into the season where it actually started, I guess, Valentine's Day officially, but it's that spring young man's fancy turn to whatever, and a lot of rings are bought, a lot of wedding sets, a lot of people popping the question, a lot of women saying yes, and that involves jewelry, and it will involve jewelry and continue to for the rest of your life. That's what you don't realize when you ask her to marry you.
And Mother's Day's coming up, too.
Oh, yeah.
You have to get something for your mother
and your wife.
Your wife.
If your wife is a mom and you have kids. Yeah. And by the way, you have to get something for her mother.
Yes.
So you're getting married. You got three moms to worry about and gifts for all of them. And not to mention a birthday. It gets to be overwhelming if you let it. Now, if your goal is to get great jewelry one time so you don't have to keep rebuying it. And it is true. If you get good enough jewelry, they're going to be happy with it for the rest of their lives. Michael Genovese. They don't sell any junk, but they do sell affordable jewelry depending on what you think is affordable. If you have $300 to spend, you'll find something for $300. If you have $300,000 to spend, I guarantee you they can build you a spectacular piece of jewelry for $300,000. So the point is, everybody's welcome. And this is a place you need to see. If you're in the neighborhood, even if you don't need jewelry now, you need to just go visit the place. And once you do, I think you'll walk away saying to yourself, well, if we ever need jewelry, we are going there. This really is a true custom jeweler. Genovese in Creve Coeur on Olive, about a half mile west of 270.
One application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control eliminates grubs all season long. It's like creating a force field on your lawn impenetrable to grubs.
All right, you maggot.
We're grubs, sir.
I meant grubs. We're going to eat that whole lawn today. Let's show them we're not spineless.
We are spineless, sir.
Whatever. Let's eat.
Get the grubs before they get your lawn. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control. With Merit, the number one choice of professionals. Better science, better results. Now you can get rid of lawn weeds plus crabgrass in one easy step with Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. Brands like Max and 2X require two products and twice the work to get the same results. All-in-One leaves you more time to enjoy your lawn.
Hey, neighbor, beautiful lawn.
Thanks.
No weeds or crabgrass? What'd you use?
Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. What'd you use?
Concrete.
Two types of weeds, one simple solution. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. In a blue bottle.
I'm looking for a sexy new toy.
Then visit the world-class motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson. Bob Schultz, the authorized Harley-Davidson dealer in St. Charles, has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harley.
Plus leather and accessories that... low prices.
Bob Schultz Harley Davidson, I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz, Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley experts.
Hello?
Hi, Janet, Barb. I have a little problem.
What's wrong?
Dad's Alzheimer's has really gotten worse. Jim and I think he's a danger to himself, but we are just not equipped to have someone with him all the time.
I understand that.
I know, with your mother. Got any advice?
Garden View Care Centers. Mom is a resident at the Garden View in O'Fallon.
How did you decide on that?
Well, we took a tour and liked what we heard and saw.
For instance?
First, we were assured that they have the staff needed for around-the-clock care. The state does a survey. They report that Garden View consistently has more nurses on duty per resident than any local nursing home.
And?
Garden View had the first activity-based dementia care program in the area. They've had a lot of experience in dementia, a lot more than some of the newer places moving in. Mom has really thrived there.
Take a tour today. See the area's only 10-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week activity-based dementia care program in action at one of the three Garden View Care Centers. Call 636-537-3333.
People with high cholesterol, please listen carefully to this message. There's a new research study being conducted in our area involving an investigational cholesterol medication, and you may be eligible. The study will last about 5 years, and over that time, you'll receive study medication, diet and exercise advice, and study-related medical care all free of charge. Even if you're already taking cholesterol medication, you may still qualify. To be eligible, you must be between 45 and 75 years old, have high cholesterol, and be at risk because of heart disease. You know you're at risk if you've had a previous heart attack or stroke, had previous heart surgery, or have diabetes. Thousands of people all around the world will be participating in this new cholesterol research study. Call or log on today to see if you qualify. Call Jennifer Dees at 314-977-9339 or visit cholesterolresearch.com. That's Jennifer Dees at 314-977-9339, 977-9339 or cholesterolresearch.com. Call or log on today.
Listen up, people. It's time to blow the whistle on taste loss. Taste loss happens when you can't taste your beer, and it's seriously traumatic. The process usually happens in 4 stages. The first stage, shock.
Oh, no, you can't taste your beer.
What are you talking about?
The second stage, denial.
I can taste my beer. My beer tastes just fine.
The third stage, anger.
Why is this happening to me?
Why? And finally, the last stage, acceptance.
I can't taste my beer.
Blow the whistle on taste loss. Pick up a great-tasting, less-filling Miller Lite with half the carbs of Bud Light. Seriously, get the memo. Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. And remember, taste loss doesn't just affect you.
It affects me.
And me.
And me. And me.
And me.
And me.
Okay, we got it. Get the facts at PreventTasteLoss.com.
Per 12 ounces, Miller Lite has 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs, 0.9 grams of protein, and 0 grams of fat. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Jack, and I approve this message because it's my destiny.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
Looking for a bank with an empowered staff that can respond to the needs of your growing business? Then look to Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
It's home improvement days at the 6 area Metro Lighting location. Save on distinctive lighting for your whole house, inside and out. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Lou Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
This guy had a pretty cool voice. Whatever happened to that group?
Smash Mouth? Yeah.
It's sort of like, I don't want to like this, but I do like it.
Yeah.
You ever hear songs like
yeah.
that?
Sure.
Hey, I shouldn't like that, but I do. Some of the stuff my kids played when they were teenagers, I'd hear it, and like one out of five, I'd go, hey, I kind of like that, and the others, I couldn't even stand it. All right, on the way, we'll play a little bit of what I consider to be radio done the way it should be done. If you're trying to do comedy and you're trying to pretend to be people you're not and play with people on the phone, and lots of people have done it, and some do it well and others don't. Phil Hendry is the guy's name, and you know, we can do this because he's not on another station here in town. I would love to see this place pick him up at night and run him here. Just before we do that, you NASCAR fans, get a little calendar, or your cell phone has a calendar on it. Flip it open and run it ahead to next week, because I have something you may want to go and take part in. Newbold Toyota BMW Scion, and in this case, we're highlighting and spotlighting Toyota, is going to host a Toyota Showroom Excitement Display April 28th, 29th, and 30th. That is next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mike Skinner's number 5 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series truck will be on display all 3 days.
Whoa.
I haven't seen much NASCAR truck racing, but there's something about, it's like you're not supposed to be watching trucks race,
yeah.
You know, but it's pretty
but
cool.
Once you get into it, it's almost exactly like car racing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing.
You're just looking at trucks. It'll be there all 3 days, along with a showroom excitement race trailer, a professional staff member on site, and a video kiosk that highlights the Toyota Tundra 2004 racing season. Now, on Friday, that's a week from today, don't say I didn't give you plenty of notice, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., a NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series driver, you know him if you follow this, Johnny Benson, will be at Newbold to sign autographs. And then on Saturday, free food and drinks will be provided. So it's a big NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, not just weekend, but Thursday through Saturday, next week at Newbold Toyota.
My wife's going to want me to go there. She's,
are you serious?
She's totally into NASCAR.
It's a truck thing?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Everything.
She'll enjoy it. She'll enjoy it. And again, you know, you don't have to wait till then to go over there. If you're right now, if you're shopping for, you know, for a vehicle, I can highly recommend Newbold Toyota BMW Scion. They ought to have Scion races. And he's up to 50 miles an hour.
That'd be funny.
Volkswagen had a great billboard, I think, when the new bug came out, and it was, the billboard just said 0 to 60. Yes.
I just said, it would get up
we
to 60.
We can do it, yeah.
Yeah,
it'll get up to 60. Now, I've mentioned VW in the same breath with Toyota. I'll probably be fired, lose my job, so everybody needs to head over next week, and maybe you can get my job back with Kent Newbold. Newbold Toyota BMW Scion in O'Fallon, Illinois, about 15-20 minutes from downtown St. Louis. All right. This is self-explanatory. I think the one we're going to play is Phil Hendry does two things well. One of the things he does is he is his own guest. His guest is usually on the phone. So he is the host, and
on the phone,
with a little switch, a filter switch, he's his guest. Then he takes calls from callers who are usually mad at his guest, and he has to be the mediator. It is beyond belief the way he does it. The other thing he does, and that's what you're going to hear here, is he just plays with, and I think this is off the air. I think he did these and recorded them and then got the people's permission later to release them, because this sounds like a during-the-day call to the station office where he pretends to be one of the management people. So, and I'm telling you, he does things that they're not. Sometimes people try too hard, and they try to have too crazy a voice, and you give themselves away. He doesn't. So this one, it's self-explanatory.
Yes, I'd like to send some stuff.
Are you calling from a touchtone phone?
Yes.
All right, could you press 1, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. What can we do for you?
I'd like to send some information out of the Miami Herald every
All right,
now
this
and
is
then.
From the Miami Herald?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I understand. Could you press 3, please?
I need the address to send it to.
Yeah, you need to press 3. Did you press 3?
Yes.
Let me hear that again. Eddie, is that 3? Is that 3 you're pressing?
I'm pressing.
You're sure that's 3?
Yes.
Because it sounds like 2.
No, it's 3.
Just press 2 just so I know the difference.
All right.
Press 2 so I
okay.
know the difference. All right, now press 3. See, it's the same thing. Tell you what. Do this. Press 4.
Okay.
That's it. That's the one. Okay, go ahead.
I want to get his address, a reading department, you know, where you can send some stuff like clippings out of the Miami Herald every now and then to him. I listen to his
program. The Miami Herald.
Miami, Florida. Miami
Herald.
Right,
could you spell that, sir?
M-I-A-M-I.
M-I-A-M-I.
H-E-R-A-L-D.
H-E-R-L-A-D.
See, I subscribe to it.
All right, could you press 5? Thank you. Go ahead.
I every now and then there's some good articles in the Miami Herald, and I listen to Rush. I get up at 2 o'clock at night and listen to him because they put him on down here at 2 o'clock here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
In Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, yeah, 2 o'clock
How
at
about,
night.
Is that? Are you kidding?
No.
No, that's a joke, right?
No, it isn't, sir. Listen.
Are you telling
me? I'm 70 years old.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm a senior citizen.
Yes, sir.
They put him on here in Fort Lauderdale at 2:05.
That is an absolute disgrace.
And you know when they put him on in the morning?
When's that?
At 6 o'clock.
That is an absolute disgrace.
See, he used to come on, I think.
Hold on, Phil. I want you to talk to my marketing director, because I can't believe this.
Oh,
What station is he on?
Well, he's on 610.
Yeah.
EIV Network.
EIEI. What?
EIEI.
I think they call it EIV Network.
People who have never heard him, it took me like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. He is both voices.
No, not this one.
No.
Not this one. Now, what I said was he does two things. This is where off the air, he's pretending to be stationed. This is an actual caller. We've got some others where he's his own guest and takes calls.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, this is not him.
Oh,
go ahead.
Network. Oh, the HIV network. That's a 610 HIV.
So you can hear him talking
at the same
time.
Yes, sir. Now, hold on. I want to get you to my marketing director. This is really making me mad.
Television is Channel 6.
Yes, sir. Hold the line for just a minute. We got to get this information. You've reached the marketing department. Please press 2 to speak with our marketing director.
He's the on-hold voice, and he's the marketing director.
Now press 4. Now press 8. Now press them all at once. Please press them all at once.
What was that again?
Well, if you have 4, 6, and 8, if you just press all of 6 and 8, press them all at once, all 3.
All right.
If you just do that.
I'm going to lay the phone down.
I understand that, sir. Just put it down.
Not real quick.
Maybe with your feet.
The way you can tell the bits where he's really pretending to be somebody and the caller is not him, they talk over each other. If you listen where he's his own guest, they butt up against each other, but they never overlap. All right, go ahead.
Such a great voice, too.
Do that. Just put your toes on it. Sir? Yeah. All right. Yes, sir. You got it. That's very good. All right. Hold on for our marketing director. Marketing. Hello.
Yes. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes, sir. Now, do you have information that Mr. Limbaugh, probably the finest broadcaster in history, is on the air at 2 o'clock in the morning in Miami?
Listen. Let me start now.
That
you listen
just
to me.
Makes me irate. Are you a fan of Rush's? Do you like Rush?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I love it.
Hey, listen. I have to take my alarm off at night to get up and.
I know exactly what
now,
you mean.
Now here's what it is.
And
they those sons of bitches down there running into two? Two in the morning.
Now, you listen to me, okay?
Yes, I'm listening.
They did have him on, I think, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sir, I've got some interference on the line. Could you hold on for a minute? We got interference on the line. Now, if we're being monitored again by the federal government, we have problems with being
monitored. I don't care if they monitor to me.
All right, but we do.
Oh.
Sir, I need for you to do something.
Okay.
It's going to be unusual, all right?
They put him on at 2:05
right,
in the morning.
Hold on. I want you to press 2 on your phone with your foot. This is very important.
With my foot?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It sounds ridiculous. We've got to do this. We're being monitored. With your foot.
Press what? 4?
Press 2 or 4 with your foot.
I'm going to press 2.
Yeah, thank you.
How dumb can people be?
All right, did you do that with your foot?
No.
Please, sir, you have
to
do
it. I'm going to put the phone on the floor.
Keep the receiver to your ear. Keep the receiver to your ear, but put the phone on the floor and press 2 with your foot.
Well, I can't. I'll be pressing a whole bunch.
Well, that's all right. Press a whole bunch if you have to. 2 will get in there.
Is that it?
Did you do it with your foot?
Yeah.
Is your shoe on?
No.
You have to take your shoe off.
I got it off. I'm going to do it
again. All
right,
thank you. Now press it with one of your toes. That's it. All right, go ahead.
Get it?
Yes, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. They did have him on at 12:30 at night, okay?
I don't know how far this goes or how long it goes. What amazes me is how dumb people are.
Really?
I mean, they really, if somebody said to me, push 4, now push 5, I'd be about as far as we get, and I go, okay, you're smart, Alec, and this is a joke, and I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. Go to 4 for a second here.
Yeah, this one where he is his own guest.
I'll find you one of those where, here we go.
Here's a call from Miami. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, that's the same man. He's full of baloney. Does he go around naked too with his wife? Ask him.
Roland?
Does he remember?
Now, that's not him. That's a real caller.
I wouldn't send my kids to go with their underwear. It looks ridiculous. What is he trying to prove? Nature my foot.
Well,
that's him.
Stop
in a second. What you're going to hear is... The studio voice is Phil. The guest that he's just talking is also him with a filter switch, and the woman or the guy on the other one on the phone is the actual caller.
Is there one with a Los Angeles restaurateur on there? Do you know? That's one of his great ones. Yeah. Just a jerk.
I have not even heard these yet. I just go ahead now that people know.
Before with the same baloney,
I do have a. I've been on the same show.
Before,
yes.
But then, haven't you been on before and you said you go naked with your wife?
I do, yes, we do.
You hear what I see, Phil? He was on before.
You're a nudist, right?
Yeah. I am not a nudist in the strict sense of the word, no.
He's not a nudist, but he goes naked, like
yes.
A jerk.
What is wrong with going naked?
What's all right about it? The kids would be embarrassed.
The children would be free.
They
would be free to enjoy the world as nature intended them to enjoy.
Oh, stop the baloney. Stop the baloney, you fool of baloney.
Well, what are you talking about, Roland? Are you naked with the children?
That's what he said.
Children choose.
Right, that's enough.
Yes, we do.
It is unbelievable
how good he is.
He never breaks the character. He can go right back into it.
When you hear him argue with his guest, he's arguing with himself. I thought he'd just get into a knockdown dragout with him.
So he's talking through a microphone like we do, right. And then he holds a phone?
No, he has a switch. He flips a switch. Yeah. He just hits a button, and it filters the mic.
It makes it sound like he's on the phone.
It just goes from this to that and back. But he's like a ventriloquist. You know how those ventriloquists, back and forth? It's the most amazing thing.
An exceptional mind to be able to do that.
Especially, he starts arguing with himself.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And he never makes a mistake. I heard him a lot, and he never makes a mistake. No. He never forgets to push the button or whatever it is.
I just wonder, and I'm betting, you know, with a guy like that that's that talented, he's not really working from a script. I'll bet you.
It's all extemporaneous. He's just a funny guy.
And we had him here in town, and I'm actually glad that the station dumped him. They're idiots for doing it, but he would, for whoever else would be on here at night, that's some tough competition. And it's just my whole point here, and maybe in the next hour what I'd like to do is, it's just getting harder and harder when you travel. When I'm on the road, I'll listen to the radio. And one town is more embarrassing than the other. I'm sure that when people come through here and they turn us on, they go, oh, man, St. Louis radio, it's as bad as it is at home.
Right.
But there are a few people out there who really do still have the talent. And maybe next hour, if you want to, as people hit the road to go on vacation, if you want to just tell us, maybe you moved here from another market, is there somebody else out there on the air who really is just three notches above most people who, you know, are on the radio?
Like Sean Bellent up in Springfield.
Sean Bellent's a good example.
That's a great example.
And you share those with us, and then when people, if they're heading that direction on summer vacation, it'll give them, because there's nothing more frustrating if you don't have some CDs with you or something, or now satellite radio, scanning, pushing, and it's just, holy cow, it's just nothing. You can go 200 miles and not pick anything up that you even want to listen to. So let's take one quick call here from another Phil. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Fine. He talks through a telephone.
He does?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know that?
Because I've been listening to him for about 3 years over the internet.
Okay, but I know somebody that watched him in the studio, and he's got a filter switch, they told me.
No, uh-uh. No, to telephone.
How do you know that?
Because I could punch him up on the screen.
You can watch him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you've seen him do it, then he uses a phone.
Right, and so the restaurants here in Beverly Hills is Ted Bell. So
Ted Bell. Yeah. It's a bonus.
If you have a Ted Bell on there, play it. And if you have a Lloyd Bonafide hat, and my all-time favorite is Rudy Canosa.
I think that one I've heard. That sounds familiar. Yeah,
but Ted
great.
Bell is owns a steak restaurant in Beverly Hills, and he's just like the biggest jerk in the world.
And it doesn't exist. The restaurant doesn't exist.
No. The guy doesn't exist.
No. But if you have a Ted Bell, Lloyd Bonafide, and then he plays a couple women.
Yes.
Bobby Dooley is one.
Yes. Yes.
And he's great. Nice. And he plays since this Catholic scandal, he plays the priest. And if you have one of those, you ought to play that.
I've got a bunch of them, and I haven't heard any of it. So off the air, we'll scan through and see what else we have that's good.
The priest is Father James McCorder.
Okay.
And that's also great.
All right, Phil.
Okay,
thank
sure.
you for the call.
You know what's going to happen is we're promoting him. Somebody's going to put him on opposite of us and knock us off the radio.
Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to see how smart this place is. They ought to grab him and be syndicated.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have him in St. Louis again.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've thrown it out there. So our station has two choices. Get him on here or let somebody else come in and knock us out of the box. Hey. You got to do what you got to do. Pressure's on. I'd love to see him on here in the evening. All right, let me do a little business here. A little Fairmount Racetrack over in Illinois.
I got to get over there.
When's the last time you went?
Oh, it's probably been 2 years.
Oh no, we'll all go. We'll go one night all together after the show. Well, Karen, you said okay.
I said okay.
Oh, I was talking to Terry. Oh. I'm in all of the guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The guy thing.
But Karen likes doing horses.
Oh yeah,
I like
betting and watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's from the '60s. That's a phrase from the '60s. I do this. I do lunch.
Okay, I recognize it now. It's Friday, folks. It's Steak and Shrimp Day in the Black Stallion Room. Gates open at 6:00. Post time is 7:30. There will be 10 races tonight, and they rarely ever call them for rain. I mean, it's got to really be some nasty stuff before they don't race. So 10 races tonight. Here's what you're going to find at Fairmount in the Black Stallion Room tonight. $15 will get you. Don't eat anything. If you haven't had lunch yet, don't have it. Save your space and your room for this. $15. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. Here's what you're going to find on it. Thick, juicy sirloin steak, steamed shrimp, a soup and appetizer buffet, a spectacular salad bar, pasta, southern fried chicken, baked fish, homemade bread, a dessert table with all your favorite desserts. All of that for $15. And again, gates open at 6, post time is 7:30. And what I like about Fairmount is anybody can go, the whole family can go. It's not any one of those situations where you have to be 21 or over. Obviously, if you're, you know, a 15-year-old kid, you can't place a bet on a race, but the whole family is welcome. And the whole family will have a good time. When you're a little kid, horses look about 10 times bigger than they really are. I still remember as a little kid the first time I got to go up and touch a horse. It was 10 stories tall. And so to be able to watch him up close at the track like that is just a blast for everybody. So there you go, Fairmount Park. If you want to get the complete schedule and everything that's going on over there, you pull up their website, Fairmount, and it's Mount, not Mont, FairmountPark.com.
It's an all-out assault on high prices at Sunset Ford. Every car, every truck is priced for immediate sale. Nothing will be spared. Choose from 300 F-Series trucks on sale at Sunset Ford in South County and in Waterloo, Illinois. Not only will you get $3,000 rebates on all F-150s, Sunset gives you total savings of up to $7,000 on F-150s. Drive home an F-150 today as low as $13,888 at Sunset Ford. Every F-Series truck has been reduced. Crew cabs, super cabs, super crews, even Super Duties. If it's a work truck you need, you'll save up to $9,000 on Super Duties now at Sunset Ford. Drive home a Ford F-250 from just $19,999. With 300 trucks to choose from, Sunset Ford will not be undersold. Save up to $7,000 on F-150s, up to $9,000 on Super Duties. Only at Sunset Ford.
Don't close the deal. Sunset.
Sunset Ford. Gravois in Lindbergh and in Waterloo, Illinois. See dealer for details.
Come on in.
Come on into Culver's and taste how much we care.
What makes a Butterburger better?
Well, it's cooked up fresh and made to order.
Good.
Hot and juicy. Rushed right to you.
So good.
You can taste how much we care.
Oh, that's luscious.
So good.
Tasty.
Bigger, better Butterburger.
Culver's. Taste how much we care.
What makes a Butterburger better? Well, at Culver's, we care more about making you happy. That's why we use fresh beef cooked only after you order. Then we top it just the way you like and finish it off with a toasted, lightly buttered bun, which means a Butterburger never sits around under heat lamps because each one is cooked fresh and rushed to you while it's hot and juicy.
Culver's, taste how much we care.
Just a couple of minutes before we have to break away. We're going to give them to you. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Helen. How are you?
I'm great.
I bet you are.
And I just, you know, I have been listening to you KTRS people for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you, there's nobody as good as you guys.
What? What'd you say?
What'd you say? I didn't hear.
What'd you say?
I gotta say it again?
Yeah.
Now this, that push button one and two thing.
Uh-huh.
You are great.
Well, thank you.
You are a great station. I have short-term memory, and I can't remember your names half the time.
Uh-huh.
But I know your voices. And this 550 is on my dial, my station, and it stays there.
Well, yeah, let's make sure we introduce ourselves properly. I'm Bill. Wendy, say hi.
Oh, hello.
So, Wendy, Scott, say hello.
Hi, Scott. Hi, everybody.
Scott, McCall, say hi.
I'm Jeanette. Hi.
That's McCall. Well, no. Now, see, that's not fun.
Okay.
She
I'm
knows
McCall.
You're not Jeanette.
Yeah. Okay.
Use
hi,
your
I'm
real
McCall.
Name. McCall.
Oh, he has the same problem I do.
And here's Jeff over here. Jeff, say hi.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. And now we all know each other.
Let's see how many I can remember. Jeff.
McCall,
Wendy, Bill, and I forgot.
Scott. Say hi, Scott.
Okay, AM and the PM.
Oh, you remember that, Helen. You remember that. All right, that's very important to remember that. Well, Helen, we're thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
And how
I love you.
How old are you, Helen?
63.
Favorite age.
Well, that's a perfect age, Helen.
And Helen,
you're the only one who thinks so.
And Illinois has always been a great listening area for us. We got tons of listeners in Illinois, and we have to run right now, but I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Well, I'm from the Popeye City. You know where that is?
Chester.
I knew you'd do that. Well, you guys all and girls all have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Helen.
Bye-bye.
I believe Karen said the Popeye was from
I did. I said Metropolis. Yeah.
Joe's coming in.
Superman.
Superman. I have just enough time to tell you about the Germex. And I mentioned going over and, you know, petting horses and things like that. That's a good situation. You want to pet a horse. Horse might be a little sweaty, and there's nothing quite like the smell of a horse. It's very distinctive, and you may not want to walk around with horse sweat germs on your hands the rest of the day. That's when you whip out your little Germ-X. Let me give you a little demonstration here how to use it. You flip the little lid open, and you get...
Got away from me.
But the good news is it'll evaporate quickly. And that's because it has alcohol. It smells good. It feels good. Now it's got moisturizers in it. You see it? Pick it up. If you don't, ask for it by name. Germ-X Waterless Hand Sanitizer. It's 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bill Greenwood, live at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, where Zacharias Massaoui has pleaded guilty to 6 terrorist conspiracy charges. Massaoui admitted he was a member of Al-Qaeda, but told the court he had nothing to do with the attacks of 9/11. Massaoui said he was being trained on a 747 jet to eventually strike the White House. Listening to Massaoui in the courtroom were relatives of more than a dozen 9/11 victims, including Dominic Pueblo.
My mother was tortured and killed in first class on American Airlines Flight 11.
Pueblo was pleased with the outcome.
It was a tremendous feeling of justice is being served.
Zacharias Massaoui could receive the death penalty, but told the court he would fight every inch against that. I'm Bill Greenwood, live at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Now with more news, here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Another twist today in the case of the woman who claims she found a finger in her bowl of Wendy's chili. ABC's Alex Stone is live with more.
Sherry, police aren't saying where the finger came from, but the woman who found it has been arrested for attempted larceny. Larceny for the money Wendy's lost during a decline in sales. San Jose Police Chief Rob Davis.
Our evidence suggests that the truest victims in this case are indeed the Wendy's owner, operators, and employees here in San Jose.
Trying to gain back the public's trust, Wendy's says it will offer free Frosties in Northern California this weekend. Sherry?
ABC's Alex Stone live from the West Coast. Is he sponge-worthy? Women will be able to ask it again now that the FDA has approved U.S. sales of the Today Sponge birth control method. It was the best-selling non-prescription birth control product for women when it was withdrawn from the market in 1995. The honeybees are disappearing from New Jersey. About half are gone. That is bad news, says the ag secretary. The bees fell victim to a mite that is now immune to pesticides. MoneyScope, Dow lost 61 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. McPhee?
Yeah, who's speaking?
It's Jimmy from 1 Hour Photo.
Hi. Look, I'm in the car right now.
Yeah, long time no see, Ms. McPhee.
Well, that's because I got an HP printer. It's a PhotoSmart 8150.
Oh, boy.
What?
It's an HP printer.
Yeah, so now it's just easier to print the same quality photos at home.
Now, why would you go and do something like that, Ms. McPhee?
Maybe because PC Magazine gave it a 5 out of 5 for photo quality.
Well, I'd give us a 5 out of 5 for the job we did on your before and after diet photos.
I'm sorry?
Nice memo.
It's easy to print lab-quality photos at home for as little as 29 cents. Use HP's Vivera inks and photos resist fading for generations. Get the brilliantly simple HP PhotoSmart 8150 printer today for $199 and get a $50 mail-in rebate on qualifying cameras. Order at 800-525-MY-HP. Details on fade performance at wilhelmresearch.com. Actual cost per print based on estimated retail price of 97 photo value pack with 3-ink printing and may depend on images and other factors.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Cameras and reporters are surrounding a podium at Brookings Hall at this hour where Washington University Chancellor Mark Wrighton is about to address an agreement reached today with students regarding wages for campus workers. Students have ended their sit-in and demonstrations, and this afternoon they're celebrating the agreement.
The university will commit an additional $500,000 this year on top of what it already pays subcontract employees to benefits and wage increases for them. And then the next fiscal year it will add to that another $500,000, and this will be an annual recurring commitment of $1 million for worker benefits.
Students Emiliano Hewitt-Vaughn says it'll help custodians and also groundskeepers. The penalty phase is underway at the Carnahan Building, the trial of a St. Louis man. He's charged with a violent crime rampage. A jury has convicted 19-year-old Antonio Howard
on 3 counts of first-degree robbery, 5 counts of armed criminal action, and 2 counts of attempted robbery in the first degree. The jury did find Howard not guilty on 6 counts, and there was a hung jury on the remaining counts. A man suspected of attempting to burglarize the Belleville home where a triple killing occurred has been extradited to Illinois. Belleville police picked up 39-year-old Samuel Johnson this afternoon in St. Louis. Johnson has not been charged with the triple murder. By a 3-2 vote, the St. Louis Police Board votes to change the 32-year residency rule.
This is Steve Klotz at police headquarters in downtown St. Louis. Police officers will now be allowed to move out of the city after 7 years of service, but not everyone is happy about that decision.
If the police officers go today, the firemen will want to go tomorrow, school teachers and all other public employees will want to leave, and pretty soon this city will be nothing more than a conduit for tax monies to flow from the federal and the state government right on back out into the counties.
Harold Crumpton with the NAACP was one of about 20 people who were each given 2 minutes to talk about the issue. The majority who spoke were against the change, while representatives from police officers spoke in favor of it.
Visitation continues for the Missouri State Trooper who was killed this week in an accident on I-44 near Pacific as he headed to assist in a manhunt. Visitation for 32-year-old Ralph Tatoyan is at Buckles Spanish Lake Mortuary on Redmond Road until 9 o'clock. The funeral services for Trooper Tatoyan will be held tomorrow at noon. That'll be at St. Norbert Church in Florissant. An $11.75 million goal has been set for the 2005 annual Catholic appeal. St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke says the appeal highlights their mission to share faith and also to serve others. On Wall Street, the Dow closing the day down 60, NASDAQ down 30, and the S&P down 7. Meteorologist Mike Roberts, KTRS Doppler 5 forecast for tonight. Cloudy, a low down to 39, and tomorrow mostly cloudy in a high of 49. It's 56. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News at 4:06. You're up to date.
At Frank Lita Honda, it's our spring celebration, and you'll find exceptional savings on our entire inventory. Right now, for example, we have new 05 Accords starting at only $15,200, and new 05 Civics starting as low as $12,700. And we have financing as low as 1.9% on Civic, Accord, and Element. Also, our exclusive preferred customer program is just as important as price because you get all the perks from complimentary car washes to service loaner cars. New Accords as low as $15,200, new Civics for only $12,700, and financing as low as 1.9 on Civic, Accord, and Element. It's all at Frank Lita Honda during our spring celebration. We're easy to deal with and easy to find. Frank Lita Honda, the Honda low price leader. On St. Charles Rock Road between Lindbergh and I-270, or visit our website at LitaHonda.com.
Everybody loves a sale, and Plunkett's great every other item sale is one event you shouldn't miss. Hi, I'm Hugh Plunkett here to tell you about an exciting buying opportunity at Plunkett Home Furnishings. This weekend only, through Monday, purchase the first item at Plunkett's low savings of 25 to 40% off manufacturer's list price, and then take 50% off the list price of a second item of equal or lesser value on an unlimited number of every other item. Choose from a fabulous selection of quality home furnishings, exquisite living rooms, bedrooms, and dining room sets, already at meaningful savings. This 50% off is even available on custom orders. That's right, we'll give you 50% off every other item on the most renowned names in quality home furnishings, including accessories, lamps, wall decor, collectibles, and area rugs. This offer is limited by a few manufacturers' pricing policies. See store for details. We hope to see you at Plunkett Home Furnishings on Manchester in Baldwin for this exciting weekend event.
The fabulous showrooms at both Hearthside Grill and Fireplace locations are blooming with new 2005 top-of-the-line grills at great prices. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen and away from the grills that require high maintenance. You need a Holland grill. It's so easy. Just turn it on, put the food on, close the lid, and time it. You spend time with family and friends instead of watching for flare-ups or turning the food over and over to avoid burning. Holland grills do it all. You can bake, steam, smoke, and, well, cook on it every day this spring and summer. Holland grills cook food perfectly every single time. Turkey, beef, chicken, steaks, even pies, pizza, bread, and cookies. It's so versatile, you'll have to see it to believe it. And you can see all of the new 2005 Holland grills at Hearthside Grill and Fireplace in Belleville, one block east of the fairgrounds, or at the Wilkie Builders Mart in Shiloh. Simply put, nothing stacks up to a Holland, and the place to buy your new Holland grill is Hearthside Grill and Fireplace.
Hearthside Grill and Fireplace, the heart of the home.
Where in the world can you find discounts as high as 30% off MSRP on every new Chrysler Town & Country? That's simple. You talk to the folks at Royal Oaks. Royal Oaks Chrysler Jeep in St. Peter's is minutes away and worlds apart with gigantic discounts you won't find at any other dealership. 30% off MSRP on every new 05 Town & Country and 20% off MSRP on every new 05 Jeep Liberty. At Royal Oaks, bigger is better. With a better selection of Chryslers and Jeeps than anyone in the area. So you get to choose from row after row of new vehicles instead of just a few. And remember, every new 05 Chrysler and Jeep comes with a warranty that outlasts the payment. A 7-year, 70,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Offer excludes demos, Liberty Diesels, and Town & Country Limited. Discount includes all rebates and CFC bonus cash with approved credit. Warranty excludes normal maintenance and wear items. A deductible applies. Don't miss the gigantic discount you'll only find at Royal Oaks Chrysler Jeep in St. Peter. Take I-70 to Cave Springs South. Make a quick right on Mexico Road. And get discounts as high as 30% off MSRP when you talk to the folks at Royal Oaks.
Captain D's new jumbo chicken tenders. They're bigger, tastier, more delicious, and tender than ever before. Dive into a scrumptious combo with fries, hush puppies, and a drink, all just $3.99, only at Captain D's.
Looking for a bank with a track record of meeting the needs of business owners? Area businesses have relied on Heartland Bank for over 100 years. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
Am I getting through to you? Hello.
Hello.
Is it late there? Is a laughter on the line? Are you sure you're there alone? Cause I'm
what's this guy crying about?
Shut up.
Something wrong. It just don't sound the same. Why don't you go outside?
All right, we're asking a musical question around the country. Who are the remaining true entertaining radio talents in other markets? We've had some pass through St. Louis over the years. Of course, Jack Carney, a guy named Bill Calder, Mort Crowley. These are all very talented people. A guy in Chicago named Wally Phillips.
Steve Dahl
in Chicago.
Don Imus.
Larry Lujack.
Howard Stern.
John Reckitt's Landecker.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We know that some of those names are still on the air. So if you got somebody in another market that, as people are traveling through, you're worth dialing up. Tell us the station and tell us who it is. And if you don't, we have plenty of other things to do, like invite you for about the next 60 seconds before we go to the phones to consider replacing banking with a credit union. Not just any credit union, First Community Credit Union. Hello to Pam and hello to Barb. Saw both of them today when I ran in. Took my little state refund check in there and put that in the account. And I think that that's one check that they look at and go, all right, this is good, because I think the government has the money in the bank those green perforated checks out. First Community Credit Union. The best thing you can do in terms of finding out what this credit union thing is all about is to go to their website, firstcommunity.com. It's very much like banking. But the members, many of them will tell you they prefer it to banking. There's just sort of a different feeling because everybody in there who's doing business in there, there's a difference between being a customer and an owner and a member of the credit union. First Community Credit Union. It's what we've switched to. They were the first ones to step up when we had an opening for that kind of advertiser. Glenn Barks, the president, said, I want to be part of that show. And we appreciate that. And I was the first to show my appreciation by moving all my business over there. Not telling you to do that, just telling you we'd appreciate you taking a look at it. FirstCommunity.com. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Thank you.
How's the gang?
Okay. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, when I'm not listening to the Big 550 and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I like listening to the Diane Rehm Show on NPR. You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard her name. I know who she is.
She,
yeah.
she kind of talks like this all the time. And she sounds like she's maybe about 99 years old with one foot in the grave.
Are you serious or do you really like her?
No, I don't like her. I can't believe that she's had a show for as long as she had.
Well, we talked about this before. I can't believe that girl who's syndicated at night, that sickening love talk thing.
Oh,
what the heck is
Delilah?
Her name? I've been in other cities and turn on the radio, and there she is. And I thought, holy cow, how did she get?
She's like a dope who lucked into a.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I think you have to discount it because it's late at night. Because I think late at night there's an audience for just about anything.
You know who I can't stand, but I acknowledge that he's very good, is that Saturday afternoon guy from Minnesota. What's his name?
Garrison Keillor?
Garrison Keillor. Yeah, I cannot stand him. And those... who I like are those two car guys.
Oh, they're good. The NPR car guys.
They're a lot of fun. I think Garrison Keillor is very, very talented. I really enjoy listening to that. Talk about theater of the mind.
Is he still on? Because he retired, but he came back, right?
No, I think he's been on. Yeah,
but he did. He quit the show. Yeah. He dropped out about 3-4 years ago, but I think he brought it back. He came back.
It's very entertaining. As much as I hate to admit it, I drive along on Saturday afternoon and I hit 90.7 and I hear him doing that stage show. It sounds like old radio. I enjoy old radio. And as much as I hate him, it's interesting.
He does kind of what you guys do on a smaller scale, or he does it on a larger scale, and that is like, you know, painting word pictures and that kind of thing.
And he's very bright and he's very articulate, and he does it in front of a live audience, which is something that's really rare anymore. You just don't hear it.
And apparently he has some guy up on stage with all the old
sound effect
things.
Right. Yeah. All right, Steve.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you for the call. There goes Steve. Now, what we're really looking for, here's what we won't do. If you call here and say, you know who I hate, and you name somebody here in St. Louis, we'll have to cut the call off, because that's not what we're doing here. We're not beating up the people here. We're looking for people, as you travel in other markets, other radio markets, who are just worth dialing up. You know, I found Reggie accidentally, and it was one of those times where you're just seeking and scanning and seeking, and just, you know, I thought I would never find anything, and then boom, it locks on, and I hear that look at him. And I mean, I couldn't leave it.
Original.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
I thought it was a gospel show. I thought it was a black gospel preacher. But I knew that no black gospel preacher would come on and say, Fritos smell like somebody's stinky feet.
Say that.
It tastes good, but when you open that bag, it smells like stinky feet. I don't think this is a preacher. What's this guy talking about? Here comes up next. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, what does this mean? Is he calling from the Chase? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Calling from the Chase Park Plaza. I don't know why we have that up there. Hello, Joe.
Frank.
Joe.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Frank, on Saturday morning, I can't remember, but it's like an old radio show, you know, where... It's called, it's on NPR, and it's,
Are you talking about...
It's a great show.
The Jewish guy?
Yeah, the Jewish guy.
He's very good.
To all those people out.
And I can't think
of his name. I just
want
to say that is like an excellent show. You can learn a lot from
it. It is.
It's called What Do You Know?
Yeah, What Do You Know?
Well, I've heard that.
Yeah, that's really good. And Frank... At 3:00 on Saturdays is Lynn Rosetta Casberg, all about cooking. And that's also a good show.
Okay.
You might enjoy that, Frank.
I'm a good cook. Thank you,
Joe.
You
like your restaurant.
You bet. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Now, what we're really looking for is other cities. Not the syndicated or NPR stuff so much now. Dallas, Memphis, whatever. Yeah.
Daryl has a traffic bulletin. Apparently, it's a really bad accident.
Oh, Daryl and Carlo from Dallas.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah.
Bad accident?
Yeah, Richardson Road and 55 South.
Mm.
Got a tractor trailer hauling a bunch of mulch, hit another car, and they had a bad accident. They're going to have to fly them out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
And which direction is it?
Southbound.
Southbound. Mm. 55 at Richardson.
Yeah.
All right, Daryl.
All right, thank you. AM and PM.
Thank you for the call.
Careful. Slow down, it's Friday.
That'll mess up your weekend. Yeah. Hello, Marty.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, Karen.
Oh, Marty, hello.
I'm aiming the field.
Oh,
hallelujah. I just had a quick joke for you real quick.
Well, hang on here.
Right.
You didn't make it up yourself, did you?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I'm sorry?
I eat mop?
I eat mop.
Oh, I know what this is, and I'm supposed to say back, and it'll sound like I'm saying, I eat my poo. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm calling for that. Yeah. See, if you say, I eat my
you
poo,
got
you sound like I eat my poo. But it didn't work, Marty.
I you got to try. You know.
Good try.
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you, Marty.
How'd you figure that out?
Josh, how are you?
Frank, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Well, I've got one for Terry. I'm sure he likes this guy. He's entertaining. He's funny. He's everything Terry, you know, likes in an entertainer, I think. Al Franken.
I love that guy.
Guy is so...
He's dead on with his political views, too, isn't he, Terry?
Yes, he sure is, buddy. No, you know what? He's Stuart Smalley. And he'll always be Stuart Smalley, and he should have stopped right there.
You know who he always is to me, though? And here's what, when I think of Al Franken, because I think it was the funniest bit, it was the guy on Saturday Night Live with the satellite dish on his head. If he moved the wrong way, they lost the signal.
Yeah. Obviously, he's a funny guy, but I am 180 degrees.
Jerry, that's why I said he was perfect
okay,
for you.
Thanks, so. John. Yeah, I don't understand. Hey, Josh, thanks for the call.
Yes.
I don't understand people who excel at something, and then they get off the track and they go to something else that alienates a lot of people and that they're not nearly as good at as they were doing what they were so good at. Why do you jump off the track when you're headed to
unless they're on a personal mission and they just think because of what they did before that was so popular, you know, that it's going to make more people pay attention to what
they
have to
doing
say.
That. They must love me doing this.
Yeah.
Hello, Dwight. How are you? Dwight? Oh, Dwight!
Nope.
Dwight, I can't wait any longer for you, Dwight. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah! Hey, yesterday you guys were talking about using your telephone to open up a car door from afar.
Yeah, which, by the way, is, in fact, just a bunch of crap. You can't do it.
I did it.
No.
I'm telling you, we did it at a car dealership in the maintenance department.
Okay.
I was at a Honda dealer.
You know what, Frank?
There's
two or three people who have said this.
No.
And I honestly believe
it. I don't. It's impossible.
I tell you, you try it. I went home. I went to a spot in my house where my other cars couldn't open them with the remote. I had a Honda. I had a Ford product. And I have a GM product. It worked on all three of them.
Somehow or other, when it works, you are picking up the RF frequency from that thing you're punching into the phone. It's not the phone. You just don't have enough distance for it not to be active.
I'm just telling you that I didn't believe it myself. The car dealer people didn't believe it. And we did it together at a Honda dealership.
But how far were you from the car you were opening?
The gentleman went out into the garage and walked outside. He was at least 75 to 80 feet away, and I was in the middle of this garage. We were talking on the phone. It wasn't opening my car until I stuck my phone up against the glass of the driver's door. He pushed the fob again. And it opened it right up.
I think for some reason, in certain instances, it works. Because I believe...
Here's why I don't think it. It's impossible. And I got a great email from a guy who I could tell was an engineering genius, and he said it literally is impossible.
But are you calling Bob a liar?
The true test
would be take the phone out of the picture and be in the exact same places and try to activate.
It didn't work.
He did. He tried that.
Yeah, Bob, I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying I absolutely don't believe it.
And then all I can suggest to you is you try it. You go to a spot where your opener won't open your car and try it.
But I don't think it works for everybody. What we ought to do
is try it during the break.
If we were a hot rock station, what we ought to do is have one of these people who says it works do it while we're there.
Oh, no.
One of us will go over and witness
it. I'd be happy to do it. I'm convinced.
Why don't...
I will have to see if they believe it, and I'm not going to drive 50 miles to go watch it work. But if we can arrange at some point, I want to be at least a mile away from the car we're opening. And if it works, then I'll say, you know what? Even the geniuses, electronics wizards that called, and the techno geeks were wrong. But it's an RF. It's an RF frequency. It's a radio wave. You can't transmit that over the phone.
I understand the science. Maybe he wasn't far enough away. All I can tell you is when we tried to open the car two times, it wouldn't work. He put it into the phone. I had the phone up against the glass, and son of a gun, it opened it right up.
And it's very possible that third time, by putting it against the glass, you moved that 1 foot closer that put it in range and made all the difference.
No, I put the phone against the glass.
Okay, but what concerns me is you're in the same location. You're still at the dealership. I want to see somebody call his wife or her husband at home a half mile away and see
it work.
I'll
tell you what.
Try that.
I'll try it again, and I'll report back to you, but I do want to say one thing.
What's that?
Hello, Karen.
Oh, boy.
Oh man. That's why you call.
Hey, Bob, seriously, if you'll try it with a distance between the phone and the car of at least a half mile.
I'll come out and witness it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I'm on the highway now. I'm going to call my wife, and I'm 15 miles from home.
All right, and call us back and let us know.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank
you,
Bob. Because you know what? There's too many real legitimate sounding people who are saying that this works.
You know what? You have a key fob, right, Frank?
Yeah.
Why don't I go out to your car, call you?
That won't prove anything, because the fact that mine doesn't work doesn't necessarily mean
there's
that somebody's else's doesn't.
And there's that guy who was the electronic, what was he yesterday?
I mean,
he was like a big shot, he knew exactly what he was talking about. He said that is absolutely impossible.
Oh, he was the guy that works for Southwestern Bell.
Yes, that's right.
Or SEC.
Yeah. And I got an email that I didn't even bring in because it was so technical. If I'd read it, we wouldn't have even understood it, but you could tell the guy really new.
Right.
So it is very puzzling because Terry's right. Some of these people...
convincing.
They're either the greatest actors in the world, and they're pulling one on us, or it is true. But I'm just saying... I'm not saying it's not true. I'm saying I don't believe it. And I don't believe it until I see it working. For those of you who didn't listen yesterday, I know how frustrating this is if you don't know what we're talking about. Here's what we're talking about real quickly. It started with somebody who called and said he locked his keys in his car. And so his little key fob thing was locked inside his car. Actually, I think it was a trunk. So the car's locked, and the thing is inside, can't get to it. So the person called home, and her husband or his wife or whatever it was, they had an extra one at the house. So the other person held it up to the mouthpiece, all right, and pushed it, and it sent it. He had the cell phone next to the car that was locked and held it up to the car, and over the phone, it activated and unlocked the doors. I don't know.
Ed has another one. It's different than the cell phone.
Okay.
Now, I will say, too, we all did find out that somebody called a couple of years ago with a real legitimate way to get a power window that wouldn't go down or go up to go up.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't remember exactly what it was.
Slamming the door, button and slam the door at the same
right.
time.
Right, you act like you're going to activate the motor. If it's locked up, you push down the switch and just slam the door.
And the window would go up
it.
Or down,
right.
Whichever way it was stuck. All right, before we break, let's go to Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I used to be in the car business, and a trick was, we're trying to lock all the cars, and I'm telling you, this works. People think when I tell them it works, they think I'm full of it, but if you're standing too far away, and I'm not talking about a long, long way, I'm saying if your keyless remote works 20 feet away, and you get 25 feet away, and it doesn't work, believe it or not, and everybody can try this, it really works, take the keyless remote, and under your chin, the soft spot under your chin, just stick that part of the keyless remote under your chin and hit the button like normal, and I'm telling you, your head will actually work as an antenna.
Ed,
I know that you're telling me that I'm crazy.
No.
Ed, you're crazy.
No, Ed, if ever there was a situation where I thought a guy was calling, trying to get a bunch of people to go stick their
it
remotes under their chins, it's you.
I will bet, you want to bet some free tickets on it, and I'll wash your car or something.
Well, you know what? This one I will try when I leave here. I'll try it because that's easy. I'll just go in the garage and get as far away until I can't do it anymore, and then I'll stick the thing up under my chin.
I'm telling you, and do it, and
oh,
you will be
I'm afraid I'm going to go do this in the parking
lot. You're going to go get brain cancer or something from this,
yeah,
guy.
Well, it's hard not to try it. I mean,
I wouldn't suggest using your head as an antenna.
Well, he sounds legitimate, though.
I'm telling you, you think I'm crazy now, but it was so funny one day. Some guy was standing there, and he was a little bit too far away from his car, and he was hitting the button, and I said, stick that thing under your chin and do it. And
well,
he thought I was crazy.
All right, Ed.
He did it, and he looked at me, and he said, well, how in the heck did that work?
How, Ed, did you come to find out about this?
Because I used to be a car sales.
Well, I know that, but how did you, what did you do, stand out there and put it under your arm and put
it
behind your back?
No, it was something that I learned from somebody else in the car business. They said, if it doesn't work, stick it under your chin, and it'll work further away.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
Before we let you,
it
works. And before we let you go, for everybody listening, if you want to make a lot of money, seriously, somebody ought to come up with a way for these car dealers, at the end of the day, one thing that will lock all the cars.
Yeah, like a universal fob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It won't unlock them, because then you got a dangerous thing where everybody can get in everybody's car. But something that will lock all the cars up, and you don't have to go around and check, everything's locked. Somebody needs to. Ed, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Some guy just called, too, and he said he couldn't hang on, but he said that guy's absolutely right, that he's done that before, too.
Under the chin?
Yes. He said he used his forehead, too. He said something about your head or your body will act as like a transmitter.
I'm sorry.
I'm not shooting RF waves through my head, though.
Well, that doesn't bother me. Well, that's like people say, talk on a cell phone and cause brain damage.
There's a lot of electrons floating around up in your brain and stuff.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah, but they may be doing stuff, and you may
mess them up.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a body part that's equivalent to a big, tall antenna. I could probably put it against that.
Yeah.
Hold my car from 3 miles away. Yeah. All right. We announced this yesterday was the first announcement, and this will be the first repeat of the announcement. So this is the second time we've made this announcement, and it'll be good till we run out of CDs. At Jimmy Yin's Asian Grill and Wok Bar in Rock Hill, I had delivered boxes of CDs, Best of Frank Opinion Joke CDs, 26 jokes, about an hour long, just as they were taken off the air and told on this station. If you go into Jimmy Yin's, and I really do want you to discover this place, so one of the ways to entice you to try something you may not be real familiar with, an Asian grill and wok bar, you're not going to be disappointed. But until we run out, you can buy the CD that sold originally for $12 and then here at the station for $10. Now the only place you can get it is Jimmy Yin's. How about just $5? Just $5. Grab a couple of them. Anybody that likes a good joke will enjoy it. And every 20th person... And they're doing this. They started last night at dinner. Every 20th person who walks in and says, I'm AM in the PM, gets a joke CD free, no charge. They do a lot of carry-out business. When I was in there yesterday, they had just completed an order for 50 carry-out lunches at some business. And it's not uncommon to do 30 and 50 and 60. They do it a lot because once people get a taste of this Asian Grill Wok Bar menu at Jimmy Yin's, it's one of the places that you will go back. You can't help it. It's like the old Lay's potato. You bet you can't eat just one. You can't just go one time to Jimmy Yin's. It is a terrific place, and it's easy to get to if you're on 40. In fact, tonight on the way to the game, if you're going down 40, when you're at McKnight and 40, you are less than 5 minutes away. So instead of going to the usual crowded places, get on in there and be among the first to discover a place that will become a regular stop. Jimmy Yin's Asian Grill and Wok Bar. Tell them you're AM and the PM because you could be that 20th and get that CD. And if you want to purchase them again, they're just $5. They're open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, except Sunday it's just dinner. No lunch on Sunday, but they are open 7 days a week. Across from the Hacienda in Rock Hill on Manchester, Jimmy Yin's Asian Grill and Wok Bar.
Graphics the max. Push it to the limit. Get out of that rut. Don't you wait another minute, no.
You know you gotta get to Harris. Oh, yeah!
Get to Harris St. Louis today and play $100 on us. Just sign up for a brand new Total Rewards account today. Then play any of your favorite hot slots. We'll cover your losses for your first continuous half hour of slot play on the day of sign-up. We'll reimburse your losses up to $100. Guaranteed. And you'll be part of Total Rewards, the best loyalty program nationwide. For more information about Play $100 on Us, go to Harris.com or visit the Total Rewards Center. Stop by today and play $100 on Us. Only at Harris St. Louis.
You know you gotta get to Harris. Oh, yeah!
Some restrictions apply. Apply to slot play only. See Total Rewards Center for complete details. Losses will be reimbursed by mail in the form of a voucher. Voucher valid for 30 days. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF.
435 at the Big 550. Need some help home. Mike Lanes is with us in the Golden Oak Lending. Jetcopter 550. Afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Starting to rain a little bit. It looks like in some pockets, so be careful on your way home. Headed down to a serious accident from what I understand now at northbound 55 at Richardson and 141. Kind of right at the church overpass by the Arnold Rauter Tower. Supposedly a tractor trailer involved there, and it is affecting southbound 55 traffic there through Arnold as well. Also heard a report on northbound 55 just south of Z, right around the Peabody area, of another accident. Like I said, we're headed down that way. We'll know more on that in just a few minutes. Westbound 40 at Big Bend to Hanley. Eastbound 40 is slow from 170 to Brentwood, and westbound 70 is slow right at 79. This traffic report is being brought to us by Commerce Bank. Take care of those home improvements with a home equity loan from Commerce Bank. A home equity loan with a great rate, great for college tuition or home improvements. Commerce Bank, equal housing lender. I'm Mike Waynes of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
How do people react when they get a four-star hotel for a two-star price on Hotwire.com? Well, let's find out.
Gary, I booked a hotel in San Francisco for Sally's wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Travelocity had a four-star for $199 a night, and Orbitz also had one for $199. But Hotwire had a four-star in Union Square with a pool.
So we're not staying with your parents?
For just $101 a night.
$101? Yes! No parents, no mothballs, no seeing your dad in a bathrobe. Hotwire.com. Log on and get a great hotel for less.
Think on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Why settle for vinyl when Lakeside Exteriors offers the superior quality of James Hardy cement board siding for about the same cost as vinyl? Give your home the look and feel of real wood and the characteristics of brick. Its low maintenance, 50-year warranty makes it a true value for the homeowner. Right now, save an extra 15% by calling Lakeside Exteriors, your preferred remodeler for James Hardy cement board siding. Visit lakesideexteriors.com or call 636-978-5000.
A noted intellectual once uttered the wise words, "Never leave till tomorrow what you can do today." Of course, this phrase aptly applies to the time-conscious Cadillac CTS. With bold design and a powerful V6 engine, it delivers the acceleration necessary to make staying in the now that much easier. And since a day is only a mere 24 hours, there is no time like the present to get yourself behind the wheel of a CTS. Act quickly, because time isn't the only thing that won't stand still. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac 2.8-liter CTS for around $299 a month for 36 months. $2,325 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey, your payments may vary. Residency restrictions apply. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $299 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer for details.
Four-door sedan.
For a long time, the world of four-door sedans was, well, boring. Then, Nissan introduced the redesigned 2005 Altima.
Oh, my.
And the world of sedans will never be the same. Altima is sleek, stylish, dare we say, sexy. Altima's four-cylinder engine has class-leading 175 horsepower, and the Altima 2.5S automatic gets up to 29 miles per gallon on the highway.
Wow.
Now through May 2nd, lease the 2005 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $199 a month for 24 months. $199 a month with $1699 due at inception. Check it out at your Nissan dealer now.
Oh, yeah.
Nissan Altima. Shift. Style. Ward's upper middle segment comparable vehicles, EPA fuel economy estimate, mileage may vary. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 5205.
The enemy has numbers on its side. You've got the power of Spectracide on yours. The power to protect your home from invading weeds. Control them quickly. Conquer them completely. With Spectracide Triple Strike Grass Weed Root Killer. It starts to work immediately and kills all types of weeds and grasses completely down to the root. Spectracide Triple Strike. Protect. Control. Conquer. Just when you thought it was safe to go back outside, another invasion hits. You've won the war on weeds. Now it's time to battle bugs. With Spectracide Triazicide, our number one brand in outdoor insect control. Triazicide gives you the power to protect your lawn and landscape from all types of invading insects, including grubs. To control them quickly, conquer them completely, above and below ground. Spectracide Triazicide. Protect. Control. Conquer.
Right now at Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, lease a 2005 CTS for as low as $299 a month. For qualified buyers, see store for details. Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where price sells Cadillacs.
When your air conditioner's broke, you gotta flip it. Now flip it. To the back. The white pages. That's where we're at. Carrier dealers, we're on the back. The white pages, just flip it.
Call your carrier cooling expert on the back of the white pages.
Hi, I'm Ellen Dierberg. First Bank has been in our family for over 95 years. We're fast, friendly, and most importantly, not for sale.
First Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Babu. Draft day is Saturday, and KTRS will bring you wall-to-wall coverage. That means all Saturday programs are moving to Sunday for this weekend. Tune into Inside Out from 1 until 3, Purina's Ask the Vet from 3 to 4, and my health and fitness show, Chesterfield Commons Athletic Club's Body by Babu, from 4 to 5. My guests will offer advice on taking your exercise outdoors and still survive the allergy season. That's all happening Sunday. Meantime, enjoy the football coverage Saturday on the AM Voice of the Rams, the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we have an update. Dan, is that Bob on the phone?
Yes.
All right, now Bob called us earlier and said that at a dealership he tried it and it worked. And I said, I think it's because you're in the dealership and you're literally just picking up the signal from the keyless remote.
Yes, and to my friend Chris that just called and tried it at home, listen to this now, Chris.
Now, Bob just called. He's on the phone right now. He said, I'll try it long distance with the phone and see if it works. And here's the result of that. Hey, Bob.
Frank.
Didn't work, did it?
I don't deserve to be AM in the PM.
Because when you hold the phone up to, like, glass, a lot of glass has lead in it, and I think it literally acts as a booster for the RF signal. But through the phone mouthpiece, long distance, it's not going to work. And you've proven that.
I'm about 15 miles from home, and I feel like an idiot.
No, you're not. You know what? You're not an idiot, and we're not going to kick you out of the fold because you're man enough to call and say that you were duped and you were wrong, and you're back in.
Karen, you still love me?
Oh, I still love you. You know
Thank
it.
You. Right.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Here's Silas. Hello, Silas.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Silas. That's an old time name.
Yeah, it is. Hello, Karen.
Well, Silas, hello.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going because the radio personalities. I'll tell you who I like listening to is the Nighthawk, George Norrie.
Oh, he's good.
I haven't heard of him.
No. He got his training here. Training ground. It's a launching pad for George.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with a guy that used to work there, and so he knows, like, all you people.
Mm. Who is that?
His name's Jason.
Yeah, you remember Jason?
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Silas, thank you for the call.
No problem. Pleasure talking to you again.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
I'll tell you a real quick story I told Dan and Peon off the air, and this sounds like another some of this goofy crap that wouldn't work. Years and years ago, a dealer had a Corvette to drive, brand-new Corvette convertible, and I was somewhere, and I got in it, and it wouldn't start. It's brand new, and I put the key in, and I turned it, and the dash lit up, and I tried the headlights. I had a battery. It wouldn't turn over. I called the dealer. They sent me back to service. The service manager said, lick the key. He said, lick it on both sides. And I did, and it fired right up. The key on a Corvette has circuitry, has a little circuit board in the key. And it has to make perfect contact. And if there's even the tiniest little, you
bit
can't
dirt
see it with the
something.
Eye, little microscopic bit of dirt breaking that contact. He said, if it happens again and you're in licking it won't work, he said, go run in and buy a bottle of bourbon and stick it in that alcohol, wipe it off. And you know what? It happened two or three more times, and every time I just licked it and started. And I thought he was either screwing with me when he said, lick the key. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. That's a
yeah,
and
there's a camera watching me somewhere.
Yeah, but it worked, and I'll never forget that. It just turned and fired and perfectly. Hello, John. How are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
I'm just going to back up Bob and agree with him that he was wrong. It does not work.
Well, I that's the conclusion I came to yesterday.
Yeah, I've got a GMC Yukon Denali. I was at 44 and 270 when this came up, and I called home. My daughter, we live out at Clayton and Shetler, and she did it four or five times. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
It's a good story. It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
But all it really does is make a lot of people feel stupid.
Now, I got a question for you, Frank.
Sure.
Do you know where that key was?
Where what key was?
Well, before you licked it, I think. I see what you're saying.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What contaminated the circuit board.
Well, that guy wasn't mad at you, was he?
Oh,
you know what?
I hope not.
Hey, man, when you're stranded, you do what you have to do.
That's right.
I should have rubbed some Germex on it. I didn't know about Germex.
Yeah, and that had alcohol.
Hey, Germex would probably do the trick.
Oh, it would. The alcohol would absolutely do it. All right, John, if you're ever stuck in a Corvette, you know what to do.
Yep, I hope to get stuck in one someday.
Well, I hope you do, too. Thank you, John.
All right.
Have a good weekend. You too. And up next is, how are we doing on time? We're in good shape. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. Hey, the cell phone key fob thing?
Yeah.
This is true. I know somebody that knows somebody that tried that, and they completely lost the use of their emotions and reprogrammed their TiVo. I think it's still in litigation.
Okay. I think Steve's attempting a humorous scenario here. Comedy's tough, isn't it, Steve?
It sure is.
I still like it, though,
right.
Steve.
Steve, have a good weekend.
Yeah, still do.
Have a good weekend.
Peace.
All right, there goes Steve. Yeah, get a sweatshirt ready. 49 to 50
bucks. Right.
Somewhere in there tomorrow. No, it's not all right. It's almost May. Hello, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I am AM in the PM.
Everybody is.
Hello, Karen.
Dan, hi.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Frank, I got two problems. I need the problem solved.
Whoa, two problems.
Oh,
and you really need us because we are
the problem solvers.
All right, bring it on. We've never failed.
All right, you might think this one's going to be funny, but I need your advice on something. First of all, I live in the Beeble Mill area, so you know where that area is pretty well in the South City area.
Sure.
There were some people from another country that moved over next door to our house. And suddenly they think they're back in their country. They have like five or six roosters and four hens.
What country?
Running wild in their house and in their yard, waking people up in the middle of the early morning hours, about 5 a.m., and some people are ready to play Colonel Sanders on them roosters.
What country, Dan?
They're from Bosnia.
Bosnia. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of Bosnians down in that South St. Louis area.
And people are wanting to know what they can do to get rid of those roosters or have something done about it.
Well, my first question is...
I thought I would ask you.
All right, my first question is, has anybody just called the police to see about zoning? Can you do that in that neighborhood?
Well, the police said that they're allowed to have them as long as they keep them penned up.
And are they penned up?
They run wild in their yard, and they put them in the house at night.
Has anybody asked them why they have them? I mean...
They said that it's for their eggs.
Oh, and I believe that. I mean, I believe that would be a reason why they would have them.
Yeah,
kind of
that's
free
what they
range.
Have them for. They have the roosters and the hens so they can have some laying eggs and all that
stuff.
All right,
and are they reasonable people? Has anybody gone and just said, you know what, I understand that you... But it really is a nuisance and bothers all of us, and we'd just like to ask you if you would consider getting your eggs at the grocery store.
Yeah, and one of them, my one neighbor went over and said something to him that said, hey, look, you know, I need to have your rooster stay out of my yard and quit pooping in my backyard and on my porch and that stuff. And if he doesn't stop it, he's going to make sure he has him for dinner the next night. And this guy went totally off on him, and he won't even, they won't say nothing to anybody.
Well, I, you know what?
I didn't realize
that now they're getting in other people's yards. That's a whole different deal. They cannot, you know, it's like a dog. It has to be leashed and contained. If they're getting in other people's yards, animal control can come pick them up.
Right, and I don't know, maybe the city of St. Louis has a citizen complaint hotline. I know a lot of communities do where you can leave a message and you really aren't involved in the confrontation. Somebody from the city then will talk to them.
You know what? I almost feel sorry for these Bosnians because they came from a horrible situation and they're doing something that is normal in their country, and they come over here, and it's very hard to say, hey, we don't do that over here.
Yeah, not in
the
city limits.
And it's like calling them scum. You know, you're lower class than we are. We don't do that. It's a tough deal.
Yeah. The truth is, though, they live here now, and if we went to India, we couldn't kill a cow and have hamburgers. That's just the way it is. And they live here, and this is we don't do it this way. And they are breaking the law. If they're getting out of their property on somebody else's, that's a whole different deal than just not liking the sound of a rooster. Animal control, I think, will come pick them up.
Okay, that's what I'll suggest to the neighbors. My second problem is that might sound kind of funny, but I need your advice on something.
Wow.
Lately, I got a pug. Jack Russell Terrier mix, and all he eats is regular dog food and everything, but he has gas real bad, and I need to try to figure out, because the vets don't know what to do or anything like that. Do you have any idea what I might be able to do to stop him from having gas?
Did you ask the vet if you can give him Beano?
Give it what?
Beano. You know what? Beano is a product you can buy in drugstores. It's an anti-gas. It literally is something you take, and it prevents you from having gas. It works on humans. I mean, it's a well-known product. B-E-E-N-O, I think. B-E-A-N-O, I think.
Right.
Ask your vet, and I can't imagine it would hurt him if you can give him a half a dose of Beano.
Yeah, because I was wondering if you could give him something, gas tablets or something like that, but that's what I'll do.
Cork.
But, I mean, because if you've ever smelled a dog...
It's bad. Ask your vet about Beano. I'll bet you can give him Beano.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
Hey,
Again.
Oh, that's right.
Two problems we solved.
Winnie is all excited. She was calling.
Well, Winnie, we're out of time here, I think, almost.
It won't take her vet that long.
Well, I hope not. Hey, Winnie, I got 30 seconds. What can we do for you?
Oh, gosh, Christ. This is so hilarious. I'm driving home from work, and I'm listening to you about the remote under the chin, and my husband has this pickup truck that he can never get it to open until he's practically on the bumper. So I come home, he's in the garage, the car's about 30 feet away, and I said, Dave, put the remote under your chin. So he does, and it unlocks. I mean, this is the 1999, and he said, my God, he said, for 6 years, I didn't even open it.
Well, and see, this one I believe, because that does make sense to me, that your body,
the energy,
is a booster for the signal. That one I believe, I don't doubt that. Well, tell your husband we're glad we could help him.
Oh, it was wonderful, and I'm in the
theater. Thank you, Winnie. Yeah, that one I don't doubt. That one I'm not going to question. All right. Hey, how would you like to have the keyless remote to a new Mustang, a 2005 Mustang? You put that under your chin to get a little distance out of it. You can win one at Argosy Casino Alton, and you can register right now through June 12th. Register once a day, every day. And then you activate your entries on Wednesdays and Sundays, and they'll tell you what all that means when you go to guest services or to one of the promotion kiosks and get details. You can be a Wednesday winner. You can be a Sunday winner. You can win the Mustang. You could win cash. But go for the Mustang. And who would want to go over there and have a good time and not take advantage of an opportunity? You never know. Somebody's going to win it. It could be you. That's at Argosy Casino, Alton. And again, Chuck Berry, May 6th. They may have a ticket or two. Check it out by calling them 1-800-711-GAME. And tonight is Friday, the Seafood Buffet at the Captain's Table Buffet. A lot going on, a lot of fun at the place that brought us gambling before anybody else in this part of the country, Argosy Casino Alton.
It's an all-out assault on high prices at Sunset Ford. Every car, every truck is priced for immediate sale. Nothing will be spared. Choose from 300 F-Series trucks on sale at Sunset Ford in South County and in Waterloo, Illinois. Not only will you get $3,000 rebates on all F-150s, Sunset gives you total savings of up to $7,000 on F-150s. Drive home an F-150 today as low as $13,888 at Sunset Ford. Every F-Series truck has been reduced. Crew cabs, super cabs, super crews, even Super Duties. If it's a work truck you need, you'll save up to $9,000 on Super Duties now at Sunset Ford. Drive home a Ford F-250 from just $19,999. With 300 trucks to choose from, Sunset Ford will not be undersold. Save up to $7,000 on F-150s, up to $9,000 on Super Duties. Only at Sunset Ford.
Don't close the deal till Sunset. Sunset Ford.
Bravo in Lindbergh and in Waterloo, Illinois. See dealer for details.
I'm Adam Bolt from the Mutual Fun Store. Have you seen the home makeover shows where they bring in an expert to redecorate someone's house? You usually see furniture from the 80s, carpet from the 70s, and piles of knickknacks from who knows where. The clutter isn't intentional, it just accumulates over the years. Then, the expert puts together a plan that incorporates the homeowner's needs and ties all the design elements together. It always looks a lot better when they're done. Is your investment house in order, or do you have a collection of bad investments, funds that you haven't looked at since 1999, or an old 401k? At the Mutual Fund Store, we develop a portfolio for each client that gives them a diverse blend of no-load funds designed to meet their goals. And when needs change or market conditions dictate, we adapt to keep your portfolio from becoming a clutter of funds. Isn't it time for your investment portfolio to get a makeover? Call my advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Right now at Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, lease a 2005 CTS for as low as $299 a month for qualified buyers. See store for details. Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where price sells Cadillacs.
455 at the big 550 time for traffic. Here's Mike Wayne from the Golden Oak Lending Jet Copter 550. What's going on, Mike?
Well, it's a mess out there, quite literally down in Arnold. A flatbed 18-wheeler hauling a bunch of mulch dumped its load, I guess you'd say. There was mulch all over right at the Richardson Road exit. It's backing traffic up on southbound 55, really all the way back to Merrimack Bottom. The two right lanes are closed through there. Traffic's kind of trickling through in there, also on the Richardson Road exit, trickling through there. Not as serious as we originally thought, but still quite a nuisance on the way home. Northbound 55 looks pretty good, no problems there. Still reports of an accident on northbound 55 just south of Z down in Peebly. Southbound 270 is running slow from Manchester to Darty Ferry, and bridges, downtown bridges are starting to pick up just a little bit of traffic as everyone's heading home to enjoy the weekend. This traffic report is being brought to us by your 8 Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, for a limited time, your Toyota dealer will change your oil and filter for just $11.95. It's part of Metro Madness, and it ends on April 30th. See your local dealer for details. I'm Mike Wayne in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpest and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hello. Friday afternoon, everyone.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, today's Earth Day, and who cares?
Oh. Yeah. Get that right.
Right, get that right off the bat. Well, Jane Fonda has chosen not to press charges against the man who spit on her Tuesday night. You'll
what
recall
a wonderful
the 54-year-old.
Woman.
I'm sorry?
Nothing, go ahead.
Go ahead. Bitch.
The 54-year-old Michael Smith waited in line at a Fonda book signing for about 90 minutes before he spit in her face. Fonda says she hasn't been that humiliated since the first time she was seen with Ted Turner. Yeah, and I guess the last person to get in trouble for projecting a disgusting substance on somebody's clothes would have been, well, President Clinton.
Oh, man.
Alex Rodriguez, I'm sure you've heard the story by now, saved a young boy in Boston who was about to run out in the street in front of a speeding truck. A-Rod said he would have given the guy an autograph, too, but he couldn't cough up $25 in cash. Kind of greedy humor, I guess.
Yeah, we got it.
All right,
guess I'll keep moving. I'm sorry, you have something to say, Karen?
No, I said we're on it. We got it.
Oh, okay. Good night. Well, Ben Affleck has reportedly engaged to his second Jennifer in the last 3 years. New York Post quotes Star Magazine saying that Affleck proposed to Jennifer Garner at her birthday party the other night. Ben purchased a 4.5-carat diamond ring from Harry Winston for the occasion. Now, if Ben gets one more punch in his Harry Winston card, his next engagement free is, ring is free.
No! Multiple engagements.
15 seconds.
All right, what would you say?
15 seconds.
Okay, finally this afternoon.
We'll never make it 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, a clown conference is being held this weekend in Grand Rapids, Michigan. My favorite part about the whole thing is when all 200 clowns arrive in the same car.
Oh, I get it. Two seconds.
All right, have a wonderful weekend and a great afternoon from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Have a great night. All right, I want you folks to get to know this name and get familiar with it, because you may find yourself in what they call a distressed situation with a house or a business, and you want to get rid of it, you don't want to mess with it, you want to sell it, and you want to get cash. That's where Klaiman comes in, K-L-A-M-E-N, Klaiman Realty. Over 70 years of doing what some people moved into town a few years ago and put up a bunch of billboards, you know, we buy old houses as is. They've been doing this over 70 years, and it's a St. Louis business. So if you have a piece of property and you want to roll it over and you don't want inspectors or middlemen or commission or any of that stuff, then you call Klaiman. 314-721-6800. They are buyers, not finders of property. Klaiman Realty. All right. 5 o'clock. Got a great joke. First time for it. Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross, often called the 20th hijacker from 9/11. Zacharias Moussaoui has pleaded guilty. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
The fact that Moussaoui participated in this terrorist conspiracy is no longer in doubt.
But there is doubt about just what he did plan to do and when. He says he was to be part of a later attack, with his target being the White House. ABC's Pierre Thomas was at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.
What Moussaoui claims that he was pleading guilty to was a broad conspiracy to target the U.S. using planes. But then, in a somewhat surprising move, he stated that he was not specifically part of 9/11. And he will use that to fight getting the death penalty.
Attorney General Gonzalez says that is indeed something Moussaoui will have to fight.
We are seeking the death penalty in this case.
And at the courthouse, Dominic Pablo was pleased about this plea.
It was a tremendous feeling of justice is being served.
And he has a very special reason for caring.
My mother was tortured and killed in first class on American Airlines Flight 11.
A jury will decide if Moussaoui lives or dies. The woman who claimed that she found a finger in the chili at a San Jose's Wendy's has now been arrested in what was apparently a hoax. Joseph Desmond has the Wendy's franchise where the finger was supposedly found. He thanked police for nabbing Anna Ayala.
My thanks also go out to all the little people who are hurt in our stores. They lost a lot of wages because we've had to cut back because our business has been down so badly.
But whose finger was that? No one knows, and no one's complained of missing one, which means it may have belonged to someone no longer living, which just has police even more interested. ABC MoneyScope, yesterday's bargain hunting ended quickly, and the market went back in the down elevator, the Dow falling 61 today, the S&P down 8, and the NASDAQ down 30. You're listening to ABC News.
What is the value of good design? How about $5 million? That's what it was worth for one property owner who involved an architect early on. A member of the American Institute of Architects, to be exact. The owner started with land worth $1 million. It ended up worth about $6 million, thanks to the architect's creativity and vast planning and zoning expertise. Just a few million reasons to call an architect early. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
You won't believe what I found on Overstock.com auction today.
What now?
Okay, do you remember when you were so interested in bidding for the Barry Bonds ball on their auction site?
Yeah.
Well, today I found the missing piece to Grandma's china, and there were only two other bids on it. I can't wait to see if I win. And Overstock.com auctions is great because there's no sniping.
There's going to be some serious sniping here. If you don't let me bid on that laptop I've been looking at.
Okay, deal. I'll race you to the computer.
All right, but let me go first because you shop 24-7.
Because they're there for me with live customer service 24-7.
Overstock.com auctions. Find your treasure.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Students at Washington University are holding a victory rally at this hour on campus over an agreement they reached with administrators on campus workers' wages and benefits. KTRS's Chris Pilsick is live at Brookings Hall, where the chancellor has been discussing the agreement. Chris?
And Brian, Chancellor Mark Wrighton says starting this July for the next fiscal year, the university will commit $500,000 for contract workers' pay and benefits.
We are all concerned about the people in our community who are in some way financially challenged. We know that this is an issue for many in our community, and the university is a premier employer.
Wrighton says next fiscal year, 2006 through 2007, the university will add another $500,000. Officials say the first $500,000 is coming out of reserve funds, but Wrighton says an effort is underway to find out where that money will eventually come from. Brian?
KTRS's Chris Filsick reporting live for us this afternoon from Brookings Hall on the Washington University campus. After complaints by students, St. Louis University has decided late this afternoon to rescind the graduation fee for this year's undergraduate and graduate students. SLU says that decision is based on the timing of the announcement that it came so close to commencement. The school emphasizes next year's graduates will have to pay the fee. By a 3-2 vote, the St. Louis Police Board votes to change the residency rule that will allow police officers with 7 or more years of service to move out of the city.
Mayor Francis Slay spoke openly against the change, saying he thinks the officers should reside in the city.
If you look all over the state of Missouri, in municipalities and counties and even the state highway patrol, there are residency rules for police officers, for people who, and law enforcement officials. So this is nothing unusual. Cities all over the country do that. This would not send any negative message at all, I believe, to any great degree, that this is some Berlin Wall and only people that live here have to live here.
About 20 people or so were given 2 minutes each to speak on the change at the meeting. Most of them were against it, saying the presence of officers is needed throughout the city. One amendment to the rule was approved, saying all officers had to be able to respond to work within 1 hour of when they are called. From police headquarters in downtown St. Louis, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
A man who prosecutors say thinks killing is fun will die for his crime. A judge this afternoon sentencing Vincent McFadden to death for a July 2002 murder in Pine Lawn. Prosecutors say McFadden, whose nickname is Scooby Deuce, killed Todd Franklin because he had testified against two gang members. Saying they deceived investors and regulators, a federal judge sentencing 4 former Charter Communications executives for a scheme to defraud investors by inflating Charter's revenue and operating cash flow during 2000 and by inflating Charter's subscriber count numbers in 01. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day down 60, NASDAQ down 30, and the S&P down 7. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler. Cloudy tonight, low 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in a high of 49. It's 56. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. At 5:06, you're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Harris. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550.
Thank you very much. Southbound 55, very heavy traffic in Arnold right now as a 18-wheeler carrying a flatbed of mulch had an accident with a car and then slammed into the center lane. Mulch right all over the Richardson Road area just on southbound 55. Left two lanes are closed, one or two lanes getting through. Northbound 55 right there at Richardson Road is also closed in this far left lane. Traffic on southbound 55 is backed up past 141, past Merrimack Bottom, about halfway to Butler Hill right now. So if you're heading home southbound on 55, it's going to take a little bit longer today. An accident that we had talked about earlier on northbound 55 just south of Z has been cleared. That has been taken care of. Westbound 40 is slow from Big Bend to Handling, and westbound 70 in St. Charles slows to the Blanchette Bridge, and then it slows in pockets to the Mid Rivers Mall. This traffic report is being brought to you by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, who invites you to visit slso.org to learn more about upcoming concerts celebrating the St. Louis Symphony's 125th season. That's slso.org. I'm Mike Waynes on the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
If you like slots, you'll love Bank Busters. Exclusive to Harris St. Louis, this bank of machines is sure to give you more bang for your buck. With multiple progressive levels, at least one is guaranteed to hit every day. Bank Busters, only at Harris.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt. Use as directed.
One application. Of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control eliminates grubs all season long. It's like creating a force field on your lawn impenetrable to grubs.
All right, you maggot.
We're grubs, sir.
I meant grubs. We're going to eat that whole lawn today. Let's show them we're not spineless.
We are spineless, sir.
Whatever. Let's eat.
Get the grubs before they get your lawn. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control with Merit, the number one choice of professionals. Better science, better results. Now you can get rid of lawn weeds plus crabgrass in one easy step with Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. Brands like Max and 2X require two products and twice the work to get the same results. All-in-One leaves you more time to enjoy your lawn.
Hey, neighbor, beautiful lawn.
Thanks.
No weeds or crabgrass? What'd you use?
Bayer Advanced All-in-One Weed Killer. What'd you use?
Concrete.
Two types of weeds, one simple solution. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. In a blue bottle.
Hi everybody, McGraw and Millhaven here. If you have a leaky basement, you need to call EverDry Waterproofing. They have over 70,000 satisfied customers, including the co-host of the KTRS Home Improvement Show, Jim McMillan.
Well, this past January was the wettest January on record, and all that rain came right up in my basement. So I called EverDry. We decided on the option that would protect us best and then added the Easy Breeze system that expels that mildewy stale air that just recirculates through the furnace. I figure that'll help me outlast John Shea. I dreaded what came next, but the crew EverDry sent me put me at ease. They were clean, polite, and aware that they were in our home. In 3 days, they did what I thought was the impossible. They installed the complete system. They hauled away all the mess and even vacuumed our basement stairs. We will never have a water problem again, ever.
Call 1-800-229-2107. 12 months famous cash. EverDry Waterproofing. The most trusted name in the nation for waterproofing. That's 1-800-229-2107.
Engine 57 got a one-alarm fire at 1244 Elm off Madison.
You may never think twice about a fire breaking out in your home.
Engine 57, we are responding.
But every 79 seconds, fire departments are called to put out some residential fire.
Engine 57, requesting second alarm.
So ask yourself, would your insurance company come through for you? They will if you're insured with AAA insurance, because just like the Auto Club, you can count on AAA insurance to be there when you need them. Plus, you'll get great discounts for having both your home and auto with AAA, as well as discounts for homes that have fire and burglar alarms. Altogether, you could save hundreds of dollars.
Engine 57, fire is under control.
Don't leave it to chance. Call AAA Insurance today for a free quote at 1-888-AAA-CLUB. Auto, life, or health insurance, same number. Or visit AAA.com and bring the security of AAA home.
Lou Hughes Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
For all the long hours, the never-ending deadlines, and all the extra effort, recognizing Administrative Professionals Day is as easy as a call to Don DeFoe's Flowers. 314-966-2461.
All roads lead to St. Charles East at our new premier facility, Ultimate from 69. Come see the largest automotive group in St. Charles County, Highway 70 and 370. Shift to St. Charles Automotive, where you're number one, and price is second to none.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
Oh, we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a slightly sticky patch.
No. Oh, nice talk, Paul Harris.
Paul Harris.
Bart
is the Chicago. That's the old guy.
Oh.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 22nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse. The Playhouse today is brought to you by McDonald's, where you can get a big and tasty, and it really is big and it really is tasty, and it really is only a dollar. And two more days for this stretch of watching for the spotlights to get free fries with a Big Mac. We'll tell you more about that. That ends the 24th. That's only two more days, so this would be the weekend to take advantage of the offer from McDonald's. We're going to introduce ourselves so you know who we are.
Hey!
Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. He'd like to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at
1-800-203-8384.
They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Vail.
Hi, everyone, and have a great weekend.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth.
Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Hello, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Have a great weekend there, Hebe. He never takes time off. It's the first weekend.
He never
does. Head off in 8 years. He's going to take off this weekend. Said he wanted to go out and get in the warm sunshine. Sorry, he
Whoa,
50
man.
Degrees. Good timing. Rat Boy's here.
Jeez.
Terry Daly's here.
I'd like to say hello to all the cops, the golfers, and the people who care about ALS. There's a golf tournament May 16th. Call Carol at 974-2422.
What's the area code?
314.
Okay. All right. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind,
Jen. Hi, Bernice. Steve has the day off. How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the thing we're looking at outside the window, this is the thing you always see on the weekends downtown. The basketball...
Hoop it up.
Hoop it up. Now, they're having it out here, huh?
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of people out here lining up to sign up for that.
They're doing it out at Westport in the parking lot. It's going to be great.
And I have no idea what you do or how you play or anything, but hey, hoop it up if you're interested. They're signing up people, I guess, at Aussies outside.
Yeah, you don't have to have any qualifications. It's just get a team of three, I think, and you can sign up.
You probably have to be taller than me.
No,
I don't know. It's a really short
No.
There's little bitty people out here.
Are they going to play out here in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Oh. What do you mean they do? Usually do it downtown? Is it just one weekend or every weekend?
Yeah, it's one weekend.
Once a year they block off streets downtown. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Except you. Wait,
you're the only one
in.
That doesn't know.
Joe's coming in.
What? Karen's an idiot.
I'm not.
Oh, man.
Don't know.
All right. Big Mac Spotlight Nights. We've had it for the last 8 days. It's a 10-day run. It ends the 24th, 2 days from now. So you have today, tomorrow, and Sunday to watch for the spotlights at night at McDonald's. If you see the spotlights, you pull in there, and when you order a Big Mac, you get a free medium French fry.
Man, I saw that last night at my...
The spotlights?
Good.
Yeah.
What are they, just like Hollywood?
No, it's
movie?
One of those... It's sitting on... Klieg light.
A single light?
Sitting on top of it, yeah.
Well, look for that. And, of course, you know that when the arches are lit up, that means the drive-thru at that McDonald's is open 24 hours a day. Try Big and Tasty, folks. If you're going to go through and take advantage of that fries offer, order one Big Mac, and while you're at it, somebody else in the group get a Big and Tasty.
That one today.
Really good, good burger. And it's only a dollar. And, of course, it's only at McDonald's. All right. We've got a joke that we've never done before. I will tell you that right now. That's rare. Got an email here. It's to me, but it's directed to Karen, who was very wrong about something.
That's impossible.
What was I wrong about?
Dear Frank, I'm the mother of a... I believe yesterday you said that we mentioned the lady who had three sets of twins, and you said the mom determines whether or not they're twins.
No, I didn't. I said the dad, I think.
No, you said the dad.
I said I think the dad determines.
No, you did. You said the dad.
And I said I think the dad. I didn't say it definitively.
You were stronger than I think. You were pretty sure.
Yeah, I thought, but...
Frank, I'm the mother of 21-year-old twins, and I've done a lot of research on twins back when I was pregnant. It says, I'm sorry, Karen, but it's the mom's biology which determines...
It's the mom. Okay.
Now she's saying...
it's the mom!
She's trying to act agreeable.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's what I say.
People don't who don't know Karen. She's trying to sound. As soon as we're done with this segment, she will rip this woman apart.
Oh, stop it!
Hey,
who
is that? That's Dan? Merle. He said, "Keep reading the letter."
Just keep reading. Yeah, I agree with Merle. Read.
The mom has produced multiple eggs available for fertilization, or fertilized egg splits into identical twins. The only way the dad could have any influence would be that he might pass along to a daughter the genetic proclivity, I love that word,
uh-huh.
To put multiple eggs during the cycle. But the adult would
shut
be,
up,
of course,
Joe,
the mom.
Let him read.
Anyways, the most twins are had by black women and oriental women. I think you're supposed to say Asian, but I like oriental. Rarely have twins. Wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Says, there you have it.
Huh.
By the way, I'm aiming the PM.
What a dumb chick.
And it's signed Kim Bowers, but she signs off at the end with, there you have it, and there you are.
Uh-oh. I know where you're going here.
I think this is somebody who used to be in the radio business. And Kim,
yeah.
I loved you on the radio, and maybe you'll get back and we can work together one day. Thank you for listening, and thank you for basically saying
thanks
a nice
for the
line. Karen's an idiot.
Thanks for straightening me out.
All right. Today, I was going to take off today for Earth Day because I'm a huge observer.
I love Earth.
Earth. Oh, wait a minute. I don't observe Earth Day. These are just a few of the things they tell us we should do to observe Earth Day, that we should make a point to start today using the organic food producers, find the farmers markets and producers of environmentally friendly, locally grown organic food.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
Never mind.
Says we also should spend a lot of time today and from this day forward teaching our kids about the importance of Earth Day.
Yeah, turn them into a bunch of little communists.
And fun ways to get our kids involved in Earth Day. And I know even since our kids were little, we have every Earth Day. Oh, wait a minute.
I never
mentioned Earth Day to my kids.
The hell with that.
It says we should carpool. No, I don't think so. Or once a week, walk to work. Well, I live about 30 miles from here. I'm not going to be walking.
It'll take you to, Wednesday to get to work for Monday.
I'd miss 2 days' work.
Yeah.
It says, or ride a bike to work.
I
don't think so.
And then it says, also, don't forget to celebrate Car-Free Day when that comes up, when everybody's supposed to not drive cars.
Car-Free Day?
Yeah. A bunch of
tree-hugging hippie crap.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't heard of that one.
I have a van, so I'm
clear. Are you supposed to hug a tree today?
No, it says spare the environment by recycling your old mobile phone or PC after you erase the personal data.
I throw mine in the trash.
I bury it.
I thought about this the other
day.
What
happens?
If I get rid of my computer because they keep saying, I'm smash
you
a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm. No, you can download certain things to totally wipe your, or you can reformat the hard drive, which just erases everything.
You're speaking another language, mister.
Can I tell you about, a confession here?
Sure.
I have my first computer, which you gave me, generous to give me this computer.
Well, I gave it to you because I knew it had hardcore porn on it, and I thought when you got rid of it, they'd arrest you. They'd come arrest you if you ever got rid of it.
When you first get a computer, you look up naked girls. And so I had naked girls on this thing. And when I got a new computer, I put it down in the basement, and I thought, well, they say they can look up the history of your computer, and it's still sitting under my basement stairs.
I don't blame you. I don't know
what to do with it.
I'm afraid, and there's nothing like that on mine, but personal stuff and financial stuff and, correspondence.
Right.
And they've got me convinced that there's some geek out there, even if you light it on fire, he can go in there and pull that stuff out of there. So I don't know. I guess put it under a steamroller or something in a tank and crush it.
Somebody ought to open a crusher.
Yes.
Thing.
One of those compactors.
Bring your computer here.
Yeah, because they'll have those mobile shredding companies that will handle confidential paperwork.
Yeah.
So they should have the same thing for hard drives.
The computer crush company. And give it a name, Big Crusher Incorporated.
You know what? You're
talking river on Earth Day.
You were talking about cell phones. I went online. It's this place called Cell for Cash, and it's C-E-L-L.
Yeah, we figured that out.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can sell your old cell phones to them, and they'll send you the box and everything. It's like $20 or $10 they'll give you, or sometimes they'll give you $100. It depends.
Schools also have, and this really is a good thing, recycling programs for cell phones and ink cartridges, and then the school makes a little money. The companies will pay for the stuff that's turned in from parents.
Yeah, my cell phone goes right in the same garbage pail that everything else goes in.
I don't know what to do with it.
They can dump it in.
It was so privileged and it was so private when you had it.
I know.
And then suddenly it's a piece of crap.
I know. And batteries like AA batteries.
Yeah.
They say you're not supposed to put them in the trash. Sorry. When I get an old battery, it goes right in the trash, the kitchen trash can, just like everything else. And nobody's died from it. At least once a year, we hear this story. Another kid, 12 years old, has gone to a public library. And he rented a Disney movie and got home, and it was a Disney movie called Home on the Range. I've never heard of it, but he put it up, and it's graphic porno. And his mom says that he came out of the room saying, "Mommy, there's nasty stuff on TV." And she went in there, and sure enough, hardcore, disgusting, she describes it, pornography.
She thinks he's scarred for life. Is that?
I guess so. You know, the thing is, it was a VHS tape. We're coming to the end of tape. That's going to be a little tougher to do. You're going to have to literally replace the DVD, but it's not going to look like the DVD with the movie label on it. So that'll put an end to that, I guess. Wow, that is hardcore.
Man.
And about once a year, you have this story pop up. And I don't understand it, because at least once a year, there's a story, and here's another one, Los Angeles, California. Some guy who's a violinist, he walks away and leaves his $850,000 violin. How many times have we heard this? Or they leave it on the bus.
A cab or a bus.
Yeah. $850,000 violinist, 20-year-old Lindsay Deutsch, said it was stolen from her car. And then it was returned by a man who found it in an alley. This is not a Stradivarius. It is a Sanctus Serafin violin. Well, I think we're all familiar with that.
Sounds like
an aspirin.
Yeah. Violin was made in 1742 by Sanctus Serafin, the top violin maker of his time in Venice, Italy. It is considered to be several notches below instruments made by Antonio Stradivari, but one of only about 30 of these to be in existence. Wouldn't that be something? You're somewhere and you're kind of bragging about your Sanctus Serafin, and somebody else goes, "Kidding me?
Yeah,
what's this?" And they open the Stradivari, and now you're nothing.
Worst part is, though, it was lent to her. It wasn't hers. Somebody, an antique person, I guess, lent it to her.
Who loans something like that?
Do you ever watch that Antiques Roadshow?
Yes.
Only for about 5 minutes at a time.
That's a great show. Some people bring something in. I bought this at a garage sale for $15.
Yeah.
It's an old necklace, and somebody says, "Well, it's worth $78,000.
Oh, man.
Every time I've ever tuned in, though, it's the opposite. They're saying, "Well, it's worthless." It's really, and there is. I'm going to tell them that, too.
And I tuned in on it the other night, and it was some odd bird, gold-plated bird or something, and this gal had a pair of them, and they had come from Japan, I think, and they were priced at, I don't know, $3,000-$4,000 a piece.
And they always know what that is.
Yeah,
oh, that's the famous bird.
Yeah, you could read the...
Yeah. If you look on the bottom here, these initials, J.O.
That's right. He says who the artist was.
It's legitimate.
Right.
I always look around my house for stuff that I think, well, this is an old... Oh, my mom left this. Oh, no. it's something from Tennessee in 1938.
We have new footage of Bigfoot in Manitoba.
It's about time.
This guy has recorded 2 minutes and 49 seconds of what he says is, without any doubt, Bigfoot. Now, there's a lady, and I don't know, she's some kind of expert, and they quote her as saying that she was very skeptical until she saw the footage, and she says, I truly believe this is the real Sasquatch. Now, the guy that shot it, they haven't been able to interview him because he is too stressed.
It was such
an overwhelming experience. He can't even deal with the press yet. He's a ferry operator, had a camcorder, and says he was at work 6:30 on a Saturday morning, and he noticed a black figure walking along the opposite river's edge about a quarter of a mile away. Grabbed his camera and shot it. Said that it was about 10 feet tall, massive, stood straight up. And near the end of the video, the creature turns and stares at the camera. Oh, I love this part, but it's almost impossible to make out details of his face. Oh, yeah. Well, of course. They never can be really
convenient.
They never seem to be in focus.
Well, if that does turn out to be, if they can ever prove
it. I wish it would exist. I really do.
Now you got something. Yeah. Whoever can haul him in. Bring him, not just a picture, net him.
Oh, in a bag over his shoulder.
Tranquilizer.
I wish that would happen. I wish they would come on the news and go, this is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We actually have found there is a Bigfoot.
I think I wish it would happen.
How come the people are always walking through the woods like that, and they always have a camera? They never have a gun or anything like that. They always have a
way to go, Daniel. You're saying you should kill him?
Yeah.
Or murder
kill
him?
Bigfoot?
Just shoot whatever you think
mean
might
guy.
Be a Bigfoot.
Well, that would prove it.
Way to go.
But
lady?
You never
brought
find
him in.
A dead corpse or anything that would, all this time, you would have think that they
would at least
found
one
you
dead
think?
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You
dead Sasquatch.
Think.
I didn't say
you
that.
You did say that.
I think you did.
I think
you
said
you
would have
thought. You didn't. You did.
You said you would have thinked.
You would have thinked.
Where's the idiot? Where is Joe?
Where's the banjo? Where's the banjo music?
Ladies, get in here.
That's nice.
Man in his upper 70s, maybe 80, white hair, walks into Genovese jewelry store on a Saturday afternoon. They're open till 4. He walks in about 3 o'clock, and he has a gorgeous girl with him. She's maybe 28. Stunning. He has to be pushing 80. One of the people at Genovese waiting on the old man, and she says, can I help you? And he says, yes, I'd like to look at a ring for my honey. And this 28-year-old with him, and she's kind of giggling and laughing, and they pull out a really pretty $5,000 ring, and he said, how much is that? He says, $5,000. She says, oh, no. I want something spectacular. Look at her. Look how beautiful she is. And she's giggling, so they bring out a $40,000 ring. He says, baby, you like that? And his little 28-year-old girlfriend giggles and says, oh, it's beautiful. And he says, oh, take it. We'll take it. Now, the person waiting on him at Genovese says, well, how would you like to pay for this? He says, well, I'm gonna pay for it by check, but I realize it's Saturday afternoon, the banks are closed, and you're going to have to verify my account, so what I'll do is I'm going to give you a check, and Monday morning, when the bank's open, you call and verify the money's in there, and we'll come back and pick it up Monday afternoon. Is that okay with you, honey? And she giggles, and she's smiling, and we'll get it Monday. Here's the check, and just hold it for us. I'll see you Monday night. Now, they go away, and Monday, they call the old man, and Joe Genovese says, sir, we just talked to your bank. You don't have anywhere near that much money in your account. He says, yeah, I know, but what a weekend I had.
Hey, honey, I just got a deal on paint and decorating supplies, but the checkout line took forever.
I already took care of that, but I got quality Benjamin Moore paint and the best decorating ideas in town, not to mention the already competitive prices.
Now, where on earth did you go?
To Reinecke Decorating Center. They know the hottest trends, plus the expert advice to help me find exactly what I wanted. And I didn't have to wait in a long line. The staff at Reinecke Decorating was excited to help me. They really knew what they were talking about.
Wow, I had no idea that Reinecke Decorating offered so much. From now on, we're going to Reinecke Decorating Center for the Benjamin Moore paint we need and all of our decorating.
There really is a difference in product and quality service.
Reinecke Decorating, with 3 locations in De Pere, Brentwood, and Melville, makes it easy to get your project done the first time. Choose from Benjamin Moore's sample jars, including 260 of their most popular colors, ranging from classic hues to the hottest new trends, allowing you to experiment with colors before you paint. Reinecke Decorating Centers, 314-821-1616, 821-1616.
5:32 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Mike Waynes and the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550, and it's sponsored by Sunset Ford. Mike?
Yes, westbound 70 right now in St. Charles. We're going over the Blanchette Bridge. Looks pretty good on the bridge, but as you travel further westbound, it's very slow in pockets. pretty much all the way through to T.R. Hughes, westbound 70 running pretty slow. Eastbound 44 slows as you approach 270. 270 is pretty slow from Tucson Ferry on through Gravois, and that earlier accident involving a tractor trailer in a car down in Jefferson County in southbound 55 right of Richardson Road. They are still working with that. All the northbound lanes have been cleared to traffic now, but the two center lanes on southbound are still cleared as they pick mulch and stuff like that up from the road throughout in that area. It is Earth Day. So this traffic report is brought to you by Ride Finders. High gas prices got you pumped up. Carpooling to work with other commuters using Ride Finders' free ride matching service will pump money back into your pocket. Call Ride Finders at 800-VIP-RIDE. I'm Mike Waynes in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Save up to $7,000 on F-150s at Sunset Ford. Drive home an F-150 for just $13,888 from Sunset Ford in South County and Waterloo, Illinois. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from Rolling Ridge Nursery and co-host of Inside Out here on KTRS. I'm here to suggest that when you buy grass seed this spring, why don't you buy the very best? Insist on Pennington's pen-coated seed. All grass seed is not the same. Pen coating is a seed treatment that coats each seed with a fungicide to prevent decay and growth regulators that assure you of strong root development when it germinates. Then an application of Pennington's Lawn Starter 18-24-6 with micronutrients the same day will assure you your lawn is getting everything it needs for good health. That's right, I said the same day. There's no need to wait. Pennington Pen Coated Grass Seed and Pennington Lawn Starter, they're simply the best for St. Louis.
You can find Pennington seed at Rolling Ridge Nursery in Webster Groves, Sunset Plantland in Sunset Hills, both Bayer Garden Centers in St. Louis and Imperial, and the Green Store in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Hey, America, what do you want?
I want to taste my beer.
I want to taste my beer, too. And when I can't taste my beer, I feel like the center of the solar system has collapsed. So to protect you from taste loss, Miller Lite has created the Taste Challenge. Question one, what should a light beer taste like?
Beer?
Correct. Miller Lite has a great, satisfying taste. Question two, what should a light beer look like?
Like beer?
Right again. Miller Lite has a rich golden color. See for yourself. And finally, the last question. If you have taste loss, how do you fight it?
With antibiotics.
No, not antibiotics. If you have taste loss, you simply pick up a great-tasting Miller Lite with half the carbs of Bud Light. Come on, people. This isn't rocket science street. Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. So remember, what do you want?
I want to taste my beer.
Go to PreventTasteLoss.com and take the Miller Taste Challenge.
Per 12 ounces, Miller Lite has 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs, 0.9 grams of protein, and 0 grams of fat. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Jack, and this message was totally choice.
Where in the world can you find discounts as high as 30% off MSRP on every new Chrysler Town & Country? That's simple. You talk to the folks at Royal Oaks. Royal Oaks Chrysler Jeep in St. Peter's is minutes away and worlds apart with gigantic discounts you won't find at any other dealer. 30% off MSRP on every new 05 Town & Country. And 20% off MSRP on every new 05 Jeep Liberty. At Royal Oak. Bigger is better. With a better selection of Chryslers and Jeeps than anyone in the area. So you get to choose from row after row of new vehicles instead of just a few. And remember, every new 05 Chrysler and Jeep comes with a warranty that outlasts the payment. A 7-year, 70,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
Offer excludes demos, Liberty Dealers, and Town & Country Limited. Discount includes all rebates and CFC bonus cash with approved credit. Warranty excludes normal maintenance. Wear it. A deductible applies.
Don't miss the gigantic discount you'll only find at Royal Oaks Chrysler Jeep in St. Peter. Take I-70 to Cave Springs South. Make a quick right on Mexico Road. And get discounts as high as 30% off MSRP when you talk to the folks at Royal Oaks.
People, people, people of Illinois! You've been waiting! You've seen the jackpot grow and grow, and still it grows! People, the Mega Millions jackpot from the Illinois Lottery has now rolled over to over $200 million! Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now, people, people, with the jackpot now over $200 million, I need you to all do one thing. I need everyone to close their eyes, count to 10, and wait while I go and get my ticket.
The Illinois Lottery. Have a ball.
Have fun. Play responsibly.
You gotta go to Bowl.
Go to Bowl.
Bowl, Portland, Florida.
best deal is what you're looking for.
Go to Bowe for your best price during the spring selling season. It's time to save with Ford rebates, incentives, and exclusive dealer discounts. Yes, Bowe Voigtman Ford is your savings headquarters for 2005 Escapes. Any four-wheel drive Escape is reduced $5,300 off MSRP.
You gotta go to Bowe.
Go to Bowe.
Bowe Voigtman Ford.
Every 05 Focus SE four-door in stock saves $4,100 off MSRP and comes with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain extended service plan. Get ready for summer fun with Expeditions all priced at $11,000 off list. You've got to go to Bowe to find out about no-money-down financing and how to get the most out of your trade. Prices include all rebates through April 26th. Bowe Voigtman Ford, Manchester Road just east of Clarkson.
You got to go to Bowe.
Go to Bowe.
You got to go to Bowe.
Go to Bowe.
Bowe Voigtman Ford.
Looking for a bank that can provide solutions to the financial challenges facing your business? Then look to Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
Right now at Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, lease a 2005 CTS for as low as $299 a month for qualified buyers. See store for details. Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where price sells Cadillacs.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Aloha Friday.
No work till Monday.
All right, it is Aloha Friday. And we're going to go out to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans. He is brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder. And wherever they go, they're the star. They're the stars because these are the people that know how to give you more value for your money. Villas or houses, trhughes.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
I would like to wish everybody in St. Louis that's on listening on the radio a very happy Earth Day.
Oh, man. What a nice thing.
Yeah, take a look. See, I got my Earth shoes on today.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm Cheryl and I are going out to dinner tonight. We're going to have some spotted owl.
You're not supposed to eat that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Little desert turtle kish kebab.
What are you making fun of Earth Day?
Bald eagle burger. Bald eagle burger.
Hey, I want to ask you something. You know, if you're Michael Jackson after the first $22 million payout, don't you think it's time to call off the rest of the sleepovers?
Well, you would think so.
I mean, after the first $22 million you have to put pay out, cut her back a little bit. Cut her back. More and more people now saying that they do believe that Michael Jackson is going to walk. Several decisions by the judge today will make it more difficult for the prosecution. He denied several requests by the prosecution to let witnesses come forward to try to explain why the mother of the accuser was so bizarre. I don't think it's going to work without these people. I don't know if it would have worked with them. So today was an off day, just some moving papers in the courtroom. They'll be back hearing testimony on Monday.
I think he's
And more people saying that this American Idol expose on primetime on May 21st during the May sweeps ABC, it could be very damaging. Yeah, I'll tell you, though, more people are going to watch this thing, the expose, no matter what it says, they're going to turn and watch American Idol anyway. Because of the show, don't you think?
It may make even more people watch it.
Absolutely. Now let's talk that old Paula Abdul did some sleeping around with some of the contestants.
Now we got something.
Yeah, like who?
Well, some people are saying that this Mario Vasquez might have something to do with this whole expose.
Is Paula married?
She is.
Paula and Carrie Underwood, Under the Sheets. Wow.
I don't think we need to go there.
Paula's married, though? She is married?
Yeah, she's married. Oh. Didn't she just get married about 6-7 months ago?
I don't have any idea.
I believe she did. Looks like wedding bells for Jennifer Garner.
Excuse me.
A little slow there, Skillet.
I was trying.
And Ben Affleck, when asked about the possible marriage between the two, Jennifer Lopez.
Excuse me.
Says that she knows who will be wearing the pants in the family, and it's not Ben Affleck.
He comes off as a wimpy kind of guy.
He's kind of strange.
Yeah.
talk just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the movie Interpreter. Did Reggie talk about this movie yet?
Yes.
Interpreter, yeah.
Did he like it?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it. More and more critics, I'm hearing, didn't like the movie, but I actually thought it was pretty good. So if you get a chance, go see that. The television show The Contender is on Sunday. I still think this is one of the best shows on TV. Who watches that? Anybody watch it there in the studio?
Is that the boxing show?
I
didn't watch it until Sly Stallone was nice enough to let me interview him.
Really?
And then
Really?
No, I'm not kidding. And I thought,
why in the world did you can't tape it?
Mike, I did tape it.
Oh, what? You're kidding.
Yeah. And I'll just play a little bit of it. I just said, hey, this is before the show started. I said, hey, do you really think you got a shot with this show, with all the other reality shows? Here's what he said.
Yeah, I say, you know, he said, well, we take the reality show, you put it on TV. Yeah.
Wow.
What did he say?
Wow.
I didn't understand.
Well,
that.
I got a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Boxing has become very popular in Hollywood. Denzel Washington has started boxing at the same place that they take The Contender, and he's even sparred a few rounds with Sylvester Stallone, and I got a little tape of that. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I asked Sylvester Stallone what it was like to spar with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's a wuss. Yeah, you know, he's got a beat grandpa. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, how about
Mike knows everybody. Speaking of boxing, I had a chance to when Mike Tyson was in the studio, I asked him what he knew about the boxing reality shows. He said he knew a lot about them, and I said there's another one that he's going to be involved in, and I said, what network is it? ABC, NBC, or CBS? Here's what he said.
A-M-R-R-I-M.
No, there's no network.
Too many letters.
Either ABC. That's your daughter's name or something.
Yeah, try it again. ABC, NBC.
A-R-R-I-M.
Listen for a second.
No.
Wow.
No. And finally.
Come on. Yeah.
No, we're Kim Bond. Day. We're going to play the day. Aloha, bye. Day. A little mele. Kalika. A maka ha. Holy maka hiki ho. Lili yokalani. Kalani yanti. Holy day. The cuckoo. And the kaka. And the aka. And the hui hui ho. Kilauea. Kaimuki. Kaka aka. Hui ho. Wabandalo kaimuki. Kaka aka.
Yeah. Oh, man. There he goes. Mike Evans. Hey, we got a little time to play. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I may have an opinion.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah. Is Foxy my mother?
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, Miss Karen.
Oh, Jim.
How you doing?
Hi.
Anytime you want to leave them guys, just call.
Oh, man, that's our dream.
Yeah, mine too.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I was thinking about these gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
And when about a year ago, a senator in Illinois dropped a 10-cent gallon tax on gasoline in Illinois, I think it was, a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And ever since then, the gas in Illinois has been the same price as the gas in Missouri. And they reinstated it. I would assume that the gas should always be 10 cents a gallon lower in Missouri than it is in Illinois.
You would think so.
I know everybody that's important listens to this radio show, and I wish somebody would look into that.
Now, you know what? They can look into it all they want to. But we've never yet had anybody who's been able to answer any question about gas prices.
Why not?
It's something we're not supposed to know about.
Well, yeah, it was down to $1.99 the other day, and now it's right back
like
up to $2.19.
Yeah.
I just filled up at $1.99 2 days ago.
Well, I believe they do that because they know this St. Louis vicinity, the metropolitan area, the people on the weekends are going to go here, go there, go to the lake, go wherever, and they shoot it up every weekend. And then Monday morning, Tuesday, they drop it down a couple, 3 pennies to make you feel good.
Well, you're never going to figure it out, and neither are we, Jim.
Well, maybe if everybody one week weekend a month.
No.
The second weekend.
No, this won't work.
Don't go anywhere.
No.
This won't work.
Stay home.
Because the next day, it goes up again.
Yeah, the weekend we're supposed to stay home, I might want to go somewhere.
Well, go to work.
Or need to go.
Don't go nowhere.
Yeah. That'll never happen.
I know. American public won't stick together.
Nope.
It isn't the 70s when you've seen people protesting high gas prices. Now they just go up to the pumps. They don't even know what the price is. They just put in their debit card or their charge card and fill it up.
Because the truth is, you have to have it. So whatever the price is, it is. Fill it up. All right, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Wow, look at these phones. We're loaded up here. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody.
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How are you guys all doing?
We're doing good.
All right.
Hey, listen, I got that guy that called in about the roosters for the neighbors, Dan. Tell him that Steak and Schnucks has Shake and Bake on sale, 2-for-1 this week.
Oh.
I won't give them free.
Go up to their house and leave a bag of Shake and Bake at their front door.
Oh, man, that'd be
there
nice.
You go.
But you should buy it at Deerberg's.
Hey, listen, you know that
That's
place
right.
you were talking about last Friday with sells the dirty movies in Belleville?
Alton.
Oh, Alton, that's right.
Right.
Well, I wound up going over there, and it was by mistake. I didn't have my specs
right.
on when I was driving.
Right.
I bought the block.
Right.
But I got to say one thing. They have deplorable help in there. You know, I asked one lady to kind of demonstrate what some of the gizmos were for and that. She looked at me funny. And then I asked another lady. I said, you're about my wife's size. Would you mind trying on one of these outfits? And I didn't get no help at all. But I did get a good movie while I was there. It had a bunch of midgets in it. It was a short film, Frank.
Mm. Oh, man. Oh, I see where.
Hey,
don't quit your
nice
day,
weekend.
Joe.
Amen. PM.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah.
A long way to go for that. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Good. Amen. The PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Years ago, Terry had a song about bike riders. I don't know if you guys have that on.
A bicycle rider?
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Springtime, I guess, is here, and they're all riding around on the street acting like they own it. I thought of that song. That had to have been 10 years ago.
Yeah, don't run them over like I suggested you do. No, no.
Can you play that?
Having fun. No, we don't have those songs anymore. They're FCC came in and took all the tapes and burnt them.
Well, the Radio Hall of Fame has them, right?
Yeah. It's
yeah,
one
that's
of the other.
Right. Yeah.
FCC
Radio Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
That's what he meant to say.
Yeah.
They're in the
so
Hall
don't,
of Fame.
Don't run them over anymore, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
Thank you, Chris.
I talked about there, for people who don't know, I talked about their expandable pants,
yes.
the people who ride those bikes out and sort of ride out in the lane when you're trying to drive down the street and their butts waving at you. As you yeah.
I miss
it was
your
a
song.
Pretty decent song.
It was.
Yeah.
I miss, I really do.
Well,
I miss
yeah,
your song.
One out of every 20 songs were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It was a good song. It took the lives of 18 bikers, I believe,
well,
that you would claim it, but other than that. All right, I opened my brand new toothbrush today. It was a gift from Ballast Dental Care, and I think they give everybody a toothbrush when you leave. They give you a dental floss and a toothbrush, kind of a little packet. It's just their way of reminding you to take care of your teeth. Now, Karen is good about flossing. You really are. She
yes, I am,
brings,
twice a day.
She brings dental floss to work.
It's with me, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
The floss will be with you.
That's right,
oh,
the floss
man.
Will be. It's with her every day. And it really is a good idea to floss, because then when you go in for a cleaning, they don't have as much to scrape around on and get out with those little picks that they use in there. This is a very different kind of dental clinic. It's not different in the sense that the things they do are different. They do what, you know, any dentist is going to do. They clean and they x-ray. And, you know, sometimes I guess they have to extract or fill. And a lot of what they do, too, is they change fillings now. Oh, silver fillings get loose and they start mm-hmm. to come. And they replace that with white porcelain or whatever it is. And you can't even see that there's a filling in there. The silver fillings now, they say, are not a good idea. They are up on everything there is to be up on, including sedation dentistry. And sedation dentistry came along a few years ago and revolutionized the dental world, because it was the thing that enabled dentists to put people in the chair who otherwise they never would have gotten in the chair, because they were absolutely petrified of going to the dentist. And there are people who have that problem. Those extreme cases get sedation dentistry, and they practice that, and they do it very well at Ballast Dental Care. I'll just say this to you. I've been going there 32 years. If you are looking for a dentist because you haven't had one for a long time, or you hate yours, or he or she retired or was mean to you or whatever, I invite you to do what literally hundreds of people who listen have done in the last few years, and that is switch to Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton. Ballast Dental Care.
People are talking.
It's the only minivan with Stow & Go.
It's got best-in-class cargo.
It's got a 5-star government side crash test rating.
The word is out. At Chrysler, we've added over a million proud new owners.
Now that I have Stow & Go in my town and country, I can go to estate sales whenever I want.
And during the spring sales event, we want you to join us.
With all this storage, their soccer gear doesn't have to take over our lives.
Don't forget about the DVD player, too.
With great deals on our most award-winning lineup ever.
We got 0% financing.
Like 0% APR financing for up to $6,176 total savings, plus a $1,000 April bonus cash allowance or a no-extra-charge DVD system at participating dealers when financed through Chrysler Financial. Our owners know the reasons. Want to hear more? Go to Chrysler.com/springevent. Bonus cash allowance and financing for qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. $3,416 to $6,176 estimated savings based on town and country models financed 1104 to 105 for applicable terms by CF plus cash allowances. Actual savings vary with loan amount. Residency restrictions apply.
The fabulous showrooms at both Hearthside Grill and Fireplace locations are blooming with new 2005 top-of-the-line grills at great prices. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen and away from the grills that require high maintenance. You need a Holland grill. It's so easy. Just turn it on, put the food on, close the lid, and time it. You spend time with family and friends instead of watching for flare-ups or turning the food over and over to avoid burning. Holland grills do it all. You can bake, steam, smoke, and, well, cook on it every day this spring and summer. Holland grills cook food perfectly every single time. Turkey, beef, chicken, steaks, even pies, pizza, bread, and cookies. It's so versatile, you'll have to see it to believe it. And you can see all of the new 2005 Holland grills at Hearthside Grill and Fireplace in Belleville, one block east of the fairgrounds, or at the Wilkie Builders Mart in Shiloh. Simply put, nothing stacks up to a Holland, and the place to buy your new Holland grill is Hearthside Grill and Fireplace.
Hearthside Grill and Fireplace, the heart of the home.
554 at the Big 550. Here's Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Thank you very much. I tell you what, Southbound 55 is still pretty messed up down in Jefferson County, right at Richardson Road and Arnold. They're still working on that accident involving a tractor trailer that dumped a load of mulch down in that area. They've got most of it cleaned off the highway. The two center lanes are still closed. The two northbound lanes on 55 are open, though. Traffic is pretty much stopped through Arnold all the way to about midway through the Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill. Southbound Jeffco 6167 is also very slow because of people trying to avoid that area. Also got a report on eastbound 70 between Florissant and Bermuda of a mattress in the roadway there, so it's kind of slowing traffic down in that area as well. This traffic report is being brought to us by McDonald's. Fill up for just a dollar at McDonald's with a delicious quarter-pound burger topped with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, and more, all in a sesame seed bun. It's the big and tasty at McDonald's. Loving it. I'm Mike Waynes of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
All righty. Thank you, Mike. There goes Mike. Here comes Car X. Don't worry. Call the Car X man. Wonder if they'll ever have to change that. Call the Car X person.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
That was good.
Don't worry. Thank you. Car X is an auto service center. It is not just a place for brakes or mufflers. It is a place for all of the things I'm going to mention right now. Tune-ups and tires and batteries and oil changes, air conditioning service, wiper blades, scheduled factory maintenance that is recognized by the car's manufacturer and will not void the warranty, Missouri State inspections, and a whole lot more. And there are people, lots of people, who still don't know that all of that can be done at Car X. You need to know that, because if you're going two or three different places to have different things done to your car, you can cut that out. Find a Car X in your neighborhood and let them become your neighborhood auto service center. They'll have all the records on your car, records of service, things that have been done, and it makes it a whole lot better for you for them to do that. Now, they have a lifetime guaranteed brake sale right now for $79.95 for brakes that are guaranteed for life. That's a very good deal. Right. And these brakes can be put on 86% of the cars and trucks on the road. Most cars and light trucks, they'll have the brakes for. They install at Car X, and they told me this in a meeting I had with them, over 1,600 different stock numbers.
Oh.
Because every car and every model, there's some slight little difference, and Merle probably knows this, where they're not completely interchangeable, and you have to have the exact stock, 1,600 different stock numbers. how they know what the, I guess the computer tells them. Here's the model. Here's the year. They go right to the stock number, and they'll be able to get the part that you need when you need it. They have evening hours several nights during the week. There are money-saving coupons on their website. So go to the website, save yourself even more money, and it's CarX.com. And their lifetime guarantees are good all over this entire country, nationwide. If you're out of town somewhere else and you have a problem, that lifetime guarantee on those brakes you got for $79.95 will be honored at any CarX around the country. Rated number one in customer service by a leading consumer magazine, your locally owned and operated neighborhood auto service center for just about everything, CarX. Here's Jim Holder, everybody. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? I am AM in the PM.
Oh,
got a lot of energy going into the big draft weekend. And by the way, the sports update brought to you by our friends at Sunset Ford. Draft tomorrow starts at 11 o'clock in New York. We'll start things off at noon here on the Big 550. KTRS, Theatrical Concepts is where Big John Hadley and Chris Kerber will be, and myself and Steve Savard, Jim Thomas of the Post Dispatch, and the whole crew.
That is quite a lineup.
That's a big lineup, yeah. And
that's
we'll
a
go till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow in the first day, the Rams, first of all, have the 19th pick in round number one, and they'll be looking at a safety or a tackle. And a year ago this time, there was no doubt that if Steven Jackson was going to be there, the running back, that he was going to be property of the St. Louis Rams. So this year, it's a little different, and they want the safety. They want an offensive tackle. It's conceivable that they could make a deal, last-minute deal, to move up if they think they're not going to get their guy. Cardinals tonight, Marquis and Duckworth, it's a rematch. Houston is in town. Last time they were in town, they lost Game 7 in the playoffs. They trail the Cardinals by a game and a half. Tomorrow, great matchup. Mulder and Clemens. Kansas City picked up Patrick Surtain from the Dolphins for a second-round pick.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Have a great weekend.
You too. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Well, this time he did it. Vicarious Masalli, who years ago said he would plead guilty and then backed out, actually did plead guilty today to all of the charges against him in connection with the 9/11 terror attacks. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says this will mean a lot to the families of the victims.
Masalli and his co-conspirators were responsible for the deaths of thousands of innocents on September 11th. Each one a son or daughter, father or mother, husband or wife.
And they were at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today. Dominic Pueblo lost his mother when Flight 11 hit the World Trade Center.
The day I've been waiting for since September 11th, I promised my mother shortly after she was murdered that I would, in some way, shape, or form, have justice afforded to her memory.
A jury will decide Masalli's sentence. Abraham Scott's wife died on the plane that hit the Pentagon.
He needs to be taken and either put away for good or to be put to death.
Hamilton Peterson's father and stepmother died when Flight 93 crashed in Pennsylvania.
Do I want a death sentence? Absolutely.
A jury will decide the punishment. Anna Ayala claimed that she found a finger in some Wendy's chili, but now she's the one that's been fingered. In San Jose, where this happened, Police Chief Rob Davis says that Ayala was arrested at her Las Vegas home for staging a hoax.
If you want to involve the San Jose police detectives, what goes on in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. We're gonna make a good case, so beware if you want to come here and do this.
We still have no idea, by the way, whose finger that was. Just as gasoline prices were going down, oil prices headed back up. Crude back over $55 a barrel. Some students at Trinity International University, it's a small Christian school in Deerfield, Illinois, have been put up at hotels rather than on campus after getting threats and racial hate mail. They came in the school's internal mail, so it's believed the culprit is at the school. ABC Money Scope, the Dow falls 61 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Washington University's chancellor is praising an agreement reached this afternoon with students on wages and benefits for custodians and groundskeepers.
This is Chris Pilsick at Washington University. Starting in the 2005-2006 fiscal year, that starts July 1st, the university will provide an extra $500,000 from reserve funds for wages and benefits of service workers. University Chancellor Mark Wrighton.
We know, too, that even the best can become better, and I'm grateful that we have the resources to respond promptly and substantially to issues that have been brought to our attention.
Wrighton says administrators will now work with the students involved in the sit-in for violations of the judicial code. They will also discuss missed classes and exams.
Students have been holding a victory rally on campus celebrating that agreement. A two-time St. Louis Post-Dispatch High School Football Player of the Year pleading guilty to 5 counts of statutory sodomy. Former Webster Groves quarterback Darryl Jackson admits molesting a child 5 times from August 2000 to April 2004. Jackson is free on bond tonight. He'll be sentenced in June. A man accused of attempting to burglarize the Belleville home where a triple killing occurred has been extradited to Illinois. Belleville police picking up 39-year-old Samuel Johnson this afternoon in St. Louis. Johnson has not been charged with the triple murder. St. Louis police officers with 7 years of service will now be allowed to move out of the city after the police board votes 3-2 to approve the change. KTRS's Steve Klotz reports.
The residency rule dated back to 1973. Captain Roy Worm with the St. Louis Police Leadership Organization says it's time for a change.
The realities of it is that the police officers are professionals in what they do. They don't do this job for the money. They don't do it for the fame. They do it because they're committed to the profession that they do and to the people that they serve. The residency isn't going to change their professionalism.
But not everyone agrees. St. Louis Alderman Freeman Bosley Sr. says the police need to live in the city to ensure safety of all city residents.
There are only 2 police departments in the whole world that are not locally controlled. And if being controlled by the governor was so good, Chesterfield and Ladue certainly would have the governor appointing their police commissioners.
The change goes into effect immediately. One amendment was approved saying all officers must be able to respond to a call from work within 1 hour.
Metro's board delaying a vote on whether to allow state auditor Claire McCaskill to audit the cross-county Metrolink extension. The board plans to meet with McCaskill instead. No word on when that meeting will be held. And the latest classroom technology being made available to 200 Missouri and Illinois schools thanks to Ameren's $900,000 power-up program. Senior Vice President Richard Mark says the St. Louis utility is providing smart boards, which he says are interactive whiteboards that can be connected to a computer.
In this time of belt tightening and cuts of state and federal funding, most schools aren't in the position to purchase these themselves.
Schools can apply for a smart board on Ameren's website. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. Chief Meteorologist Cindy Presler's Doppler 5 forecast, cloudy tonight, low 40, and tomorrow cloudy in a high of 49. It's 53. I'm Brian Helsworth. KTRS News at 6:06. You're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Midwest Bank Center. Mike Waynes is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Mike?
Thank you, Brian. Crews are still working on an earlier accident at southbound 55 at Richardson Road in Arnold. Traffic is still stopped pretty much past Merrimack Bottom. Further north now, westbound 70, I-70 to the airport slows, then through on St. Charles, bumper to bumper, really, from T.R. Hughes on through Mid Rivers Mall area there. Eastbound 40 is picking up some volume right at the Clayton Morrison overpass through Hanley. Downtown bridges are looking pretty good, though, right now. This traffic report is being brought to you by Aspen Spas. You've relaxed in hot tubs on vacation. Why not at home? Visit Aspen Spas for a $50 Diaz gift certificate when you test their affordable hot tubs. Call 776-5050 or AspenSpasSTL.com. Drive safe. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Waynes on the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center, offering you a non-traditional banking experience centered on your needs and ambitions. Midwest Bank Center, your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Everybody loves a sale, and Plunkett's great every other item sale is one event you shouldn't miss. Hi, I'm Hugh Plunkett here to tell you about an exciting buying opportunity at Plunkett Home Furnishings. This weekend only, through Monday, purchase the first item at Plunkett's low savings of 25 to 40% off manufacturer's list price, and then take 50% off the list price of a second item of equal or lesser value on an unlimited number of every other item. Choose from a fabulous selection of quality home furnishings, exquisite living rooms, bedrooms, and dining room sets, already at meaningful savings. This 50% off is even available on custom orders. That's right, we'll give you 50% off every other item on the most renowned names in quality home furnishings, including accessories, lamps, wall decor, collectibles, and area rugs. This offer is limited by a few manufacturers' pricing policies. See store for details. We hope to see you at Plunkett Home Furnishings on Manchester in Baldwin for this exciting weekend event.
Hi, I'd like to place an ad in your paper for selling my car.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, for sale, a beautiful mint-condition 1958 Corvette.
For sale, car.
No, it's not just a car. It's a 1958 Corvette.
For sale, old car.
No, you see, it's got bumper-to-bumper chrome.
Shiny.
Shiny? This is a classic bumper-to-bumper chrome ragtop convertible.
Shiny, no roof.
No roof?
For sale, old car, shiny, no roof.
What?
Sell your car with the newspaper and you'll be stuck with a very small space and a big bill. But with CarSoup.com, you can add as much information as you like and a color photo to boot. Plus, with CarSoup, it's only $25 for as long as it takes for your car to sell.
Okay, can I at least add a picture of my car?
Thank you, I haven't laughed like that in a long time.
Buy, research, sell. CarSoup.com.
Find local wheels and all the great deals online at CarSoup.com. CarSoup.com, the web's best wheels. CarSoup.com.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg of Dierberg's Markets. Administrative Professionals Week is April 25th to the 29th. And like your office, Dierberg's office has lots of great administrative assistants, like
Doris,
Carolyn,
Dan.
So for everything they do to make our lives better, we thank them during Administrative Professionals Week with flowers from Dierberg's Florist and Gifts. With the largest staff of professional floral designers in town, Dierberg's Florist and Gifts helps us put together the perfect arrangements. So when they receive their flowers, they'll all say,
wow!
It's a great way to say thanks and to show your appreciation. To order your Administrative Professionals Week flowers, just call Dierberg's Florist and Gifts at 314-692-2000 or order online at Dierberg's.com. Trust what
Jennifer, Betty, Michelle
have to say about their flowers.
They're beautiful.
Or my own administrative assistant, Donna, who says,
Greg, your dad's holding on line two.
Now that's why I thank her with flowers.
Dierberg's Florist and Gifts, the florist with the supermarket attached.
Lou Hughes Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com. With today's cars, trucks, and vans more expensive than ever before, you need to make your vehicle last longer than ever before. If your vehicle's engine or transmission is dying, don't sell it. Replace the engine or transmission for much less with the help of the experts at Shreve's Engine Rebuilders. Shreve's has been the Midwest's largest retailer of remanufactured engines and components since 1958. They've served over 60,000 satisfied customers. Shreve's has three convenient locations, including their newest location on Veterans Memorial Parkway between Highway 94 and Zumbel in St. Charles. Ask about free towing. So if your engine or transmission is dying, don't replace the vehicle. Replace the engine or transmission with the help of Shreve's. For the location nearest you, call Shreve's at 314-421-5522. That's 421-5522. Or toll free at 1-888-421-5585. Shreve's Engine Rebuilders, setting the standard since 1958.
All roads lead to St. Charles Nissan at our new premier facility, Ultimates from 69. Come see the largest automotive group in St. Charles County, Highway 70 and 370. Shift to St. Charles Automotive, where you're number one, and price is second to none.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Once or twice before,
You are the prettiest wee thing, not the least bit insecure. Then you came with a sticky game, played with a you. I'm ashamed of the way you lied and played with the trout. I never knew what you had.
What the heck is this? I love this story. This reminds me a lot of the movie Dave with Kevin Kline.
That's a great,
terrific movie. Check this out. Down in San Antonio, there's a guy running for mayor. His name is Julian Castro, and there was a parade earlier this week, and Julian Castro had been asked to be in that parade. I guess he's probably the Grand Marshal. And he couldn't make it, but nobody knew he didn't make it because he had his twin brother in the parade waving, and now there are people saying that they don't even want him to be in the race anymore because they say that it's dishonest. I think it's pretty good. It's smart.
I've seen these guys on television.
You have?
Yeah.
So he was at another place doing something, and his brother was in, and nobody knew it was his brother. They thought, I'll vote for you, Mr. Mayor. And it was his twin brother.
Wow.
And so his opponents say this is dishonest. They said a stunt like that is fun if you're 18 and you're dating, but not if you're running for mayor. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. All right. I can't believe this made the big news on TV last night, but it did. They now know how to keep kernels of popcorn from not popping. There's always the few that don't pop, and they say they have just now figured out why they don't pop. They know how to stop it. And,
Merle calls those the old maids.
That's a pretty common term, I think.
In the near future, you will be able to buy corn, and every kernel pops. So they said that the ones that don't pop, they have, the hulls are not completely sealed. They leak, and it prevents moisture from getting in and building up, and they need moisture to pop. So there are those hulls that, because they're imperfect, they don't allow the moisture, so they don't pop. And they know now how to make all of these kernels appear. I don't know how they know how to do that. I don't know how they know how to do anything.
How do they know the difference in sweet corn and regular corn?
I have no idea. They say if too much moisture escapes because of a crack or a leak in the hull, it loses its ability to pop, and it just sits there and gets in your teeth. Man, have you ever bitten down and had one of those kernels go right down in the crater in your tooth?
Or where you have a filling, that's, ooh.
Does anybody remember air poppers? This is the worst thing we've ever come up with, the air popper.
We still have one.
Have one buried deep in a cabinet.
We have one we got as a white elephant gift. You know how you give those goofy gifts at Christmas? We do it every year with Debbie's family. It's a white elephant gift, and someone...
Your microphone's broken.
Is it?
Yeah.
It messed up?
Sounds weird.
You pour corn oil in a regular-sized pot, maybe a quarter inch deep, and then you pour, like, popcorn into that, and you put the thing
on it,
turn it on high,
and pop.
And that's the best popcorn there
is. I agree. We used to make it in, like, a two-quart or three-quart kind of Revereware pot.
Right.
And just put enough popcorn in the bottom to cover the bottom in
all
the oil.
All that other crapola, even that stuff, what is that?
Jiffy Pop?
Jiffy
Pop. Oh, that's horrible.
That's not popcorn.
The only place Jiffy Pop was ever good, though, was on a camping trip.
Fun.
But I got to tell you something. Some of that Act 2, that microwave stuff, it's very good.
It's good, but it's not really
greasy
popcorn.
Enough.
Yeah, it's different.
I like the kettle corn, the Act 2 kettle corn. Any of that microwave kettle corn, really.
Yeah, I've had some real good microwave corn. But, I remember as a kid, I mean, there was only one way to do it. We didn't have all that other stuff. And you'd see your mom or your dad moving the pan around over the flame.
Rubbing it back and forth.
Shaking it so all the kernels got in the grease, the real hot grease. What else is going on that we need to talk about? They just completed a survey. They interviewed a lot of HR people. Do we have an HR person, human resources? I don't even think we have that, do we?
I
think we're supposed to have.
I don't think we have a manager.
I think legally, I don't think we have a license, do we? Legally, I think businesses have to have an HR person. That's another thing for what used to just be called a personnel manager.
Probably Judy or Jan, one of those people who've been here for a long time.
Well, they've interviewed a whole bunch of these people around the country, and they say that one of the things they've learned from this research is that nearly three-fourths of all of these HR people who responded to the survey say that they have had to tell at least one employee that they had body odor. That they stink. And that sounds high to me. I don't think three-fourths of them
stink.
I don't think three-fourths. They say what doesn't work, and I don't know how they know this, but they say if you leave an anonymous note or, you know, a little deodorant and say, hey, Bob.
That's a horrible thing to do, though. That's a mean
thing to do. Oh, I don't
really?
Think it is. Oh, it's anonymous.
If you worked in an office and there were like 500 cubicles in an office, and you thought, everything's okay in my life, and suddenly you came in, and there's a little bottle of deodorant from an anonymous person.
But you know what? It would work. That would work.
Well, sure it would work.
Well, it would work for you, but didn't you just say it doesn't work?
They say it doesn't
work.
Well,
and the way you tell that is they keep stinking.
I would rather have somebody come up to me and say, Terry, I love you, you're a great guy, but man, you stink.
You would?
Yeah, oh, yes.
What if they came up to you and said, Terry, I can't stand you. And you stink.
And God, I love you.
Well, I have that all the time.
Aren't you that guy everybody hates?
But if you just got a bottle of deodorant sitting on your desk, you'd think, which one of these people hates me? So it'd be, you know, all the people you come in contact with. I wonder if that's the person who hates me or that's the person who thinks I stink. I'd like to know who thinks I stink.
I just carry a surgical mask around, and when that person's around, I put it on.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
A good idea. That's subtle.
Hey, Joe, excuse me.
I've only worked one place where I knew of somebody that was called in for that. I mean, I'm sure it's happened even here, but I don't know about it. I've only known about it one time. And the person that had to do the dirty work and call him in actually went around to a bunch of us that worked there and said, have you ever had a problem or noticed? And we all said, yeah. I mean, we didn't turn him in, but we had to say, yeah, he stinks. He really stinks. So he did. He called a guy in. And guess what? He kept stinking. It didn't work either. He still stunk. And you all know who he is. I'll tell you off the air. Do you think you know who it is?
I think maybe I do.
Yeah, he stunk big time.
Boy, that's a stubborn guy.
I went to school with a kid, and the PE teacher called him in one day and said, you know, you stink. And when you go in the locker room, you smell worse than anybody in there. And when he wouldn't shower after PE, and maybe he was embarrassed about something. And it didn't work either. He stunk the rest of the whole school year.
These are people, sometimes they don't shower at all, you know, during the week. I mean, there are some people.
The Europeans think we bathe way too much.
Well, I disagree.
They do. They say we overbathe and overshower, and that once or twice a week should do it. Should be all you need. Reggie McDaniel is on the way. I can't wait till he moves here.
Oh, man.
That's going to be big.
I bet he's got a TV job.
I bet there'll be a parade and everything. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. I think we have talked about Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center for, I'm going to guess, and I'll bet I'm close, like 8 years or something. They've been with us. Now, they made a mistake.
A-R-N-O-L-D.
Arnold.
He's close.
Mike,
he was close.
Mike, try it again. It's A-R-N-O-L-D. Try it.
No.
They left us once. They did. They left us. And it hurt. I'm not going to make any bones about it. It hurt, cut me deep. But then they came to their senses and they called back. They were off the air here for a year or two and they called back and I think they were under the impression maybe we wouldn't let them back in. Mm-hmm. But our arms and doors are open.
Mm-hmm.
We're forgiving. We're the forgiving type. You make a mistake and you leave this show, you'll want to come back and we'll let you back. So that was 3-4 years ago they came back. And all I can tell you about Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center is this. I know that these big box type hardware stores have fireplace departments, and I know there are other fireplace stores. But if you will just make one visit to this place, you're going to feel a warmth that comes from more than just the fireplaces in there. There's something about this family and this business. They are the real deal, and the service is beyond belief. Ron and Norm Moss work real hard. So if you're in the process of building or remodeling and you want the fireplace or the stove, that room that the focal point is that stove or fireplace to be everything that room can be, work with them. Let them help you make that decision on a stove or a fireplace, gas or wood burning or even electric. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. They're on Big Bill Road. I don't expect you to know where that is, so it's roughly Interstate 55 and 141. And, of course, Arnold.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go.
All he needs, is a TV gig.
Yeah.
That's all that's missing.
Man.
If he can just get some kind of little gig on television, he'll be moving back to St. Louis. He is Reggie McDaniel, and this is Friday. This is the day where we hope he has some good suggestions as to what to watch. Oh, I got the Big Lebowski. Brian here brought it in. Let me borrow it. He owns a copy, so I'll get to watch that this weekend.
I predict you don't like it.
I think you're right, because he said it's like Raising Arizona.
And it's a little bit different.
I didn't like Raising Arizona, and I know you loved it. Reggie McDaniel is brought to you by Metro Lighting and their six stores. Check out their website, MetroLightingCenters.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie McDaniel.
Yeah.
Hey,
how you doing, Reggie?
I'm doing great. Hey, Frank, if it's any consolation, I didn't like the Big Lebowski either.
Okay. Mm. Karen said something very hurtful toward you. She said, I don't like the Friday rental thing he does.
Yeah.
That's what she said off the air.
I thought she said, I don't like Reggie. She said, I don't like Reggie.
No,
you know what she did?
I said, I love Reggie.
She said, I don't like Reggie or the Friday rental.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She doesn't like this segment.
Yeah. Sure.
She doesn't think you do a very
why.
Good job on the rental suggestion.
Well, let me tell you what I got for the day.
All right.
You know,
I think
the
you
movie's
do a great
opening
job.
In St. Louis.
What's that?
The movie that did its grand opening in St. Louis, The Game of Their Lives.
Right.
It takes place in St. Louis. Got so many highlights of St. Louis. So I thought, what about St. Louis movies?
Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis.
Meet Me in St. Louis was one of the bigger ones. Starred Judy Garland, June Lockhart, and Mary Astin. You know, Judy Garland, it was directed by Vincent Minnelli.
Oh.
Reliza.
She married afterwards. Yeah. In fact, the very next year, she married him.
Hmm.
Lisa Minnelli's father.
Liza.
Liza.
That's what I'm saying.
And he knows more than we do. Maybe there is a Lisa Minnelli.
Yeah, could be.
He knows something we don't
but
know.
But I just want you to get the names of the actors in these movies.
All right.
About St. Louis.
I know one you're going to throw in here. I'll wait and see if you include it. Go ahead.
The Pride of St. Louis.
Oh.
The Pride of St.
Louis. That was about
Louis.
Dizzy Dean.
Oh, yeah, Dizzy Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And even though Dan Daly played Dizzy Dean.
Yeah, I've seen this movie. It's a good
his brother, Paul, was played by young Richard Crenna.
He was Daffy Dean.
Yeah.
He was Paul Dean.
No, they called him
his
Daffy.
His nickname
though.
Was Daffy.
Dizzy and Daffy.
Yeah. His nickname was Daffy.
I saw this movie a long time ago.
Oh,
it's a really
great movie.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie. I tell you another one that came out, The St. Louis Kid, starring James Cagney.
You never heard of that.
Oh, you never heard of that?
I
well, it
St.
came
Louis
out in 1934, so it was a little bit before y'all time.
Which
but
are.
It's a very good movie.
I'm
he
Louis
played
kid.
A trucker.
You're a dirty man.
James Cagney played a trucker who got involved with the law when he had a car accident, and he knocked the owner of a dairy out, but where he got out of trouble was that he told the judge he was helping the farmers because the dairy and the farmers were protesting each other, so he just had an accident because he wasn't paying attention. He was messing with this woman.
How tall was James Cagney? He was real short.
He was about my size, like 5'8".
Oh, I think
like
he was shorter than that, I believe.
I think so. James Cagney.
5'5"?
I think he was shorter than he was 5'7".
Okay.
5'7", in fact.
Next.
All right.
I'm liking this better tonight.
Oh,
no,
good.
She's
because
back,
I got another one for you.
She's backpedaling.
St. Louis bank robbery.
Hmm.
Starring Steve McQueen.
I don't know this.
Steve McQueen was in this one.
Hmm.
And it was about a bank robbery in St. Louis. Steve McQueen was young then, and everybody else in there, probably forgettable. I mean, some of them you recognize from other movies. It wasn't a really big movie, but it was a good movie. It's realistic, it's character driven, and it's a crime drama. Hmm. And Steve McQueen showed what he was gonna become.
All right, we only have a minute left. Next,
that St. Louis Woman.
Never heard of it.
No.
Starring Mae West.
St. Louis Woman.
And that was Mae West moving her business down to New Orleans.
No.
And New Orleans was never the same after it met that St. Louis Woman.
Next.
Hmm.
And the biggest one of all.
Spirit of St. Louis.
The Spirit of St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Starring James Stewart as Charles Lindbergh.
Remember that scene when he just landed and he got out and he said,
hello, everybody. Mary Carey.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, Frank!
All right, Dan.
But those are some other St. Louis. And another one, St. Louis Blues. Nat King Cole, Eartha Kitt, Cab Calloway.
All right, Dan.
This was good, Reggie.
All right, then.
Mac Pendler. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
I love you, bye.
All right, Dan. You know I live only to impress
right,
you.
Oh, I know.
Bye to the rest of y'all.
Yeah, goodbye. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, I'm a week and 2 days early with this announcement, but I'm going to do it, and I'll mention it again next week. I really do not do this appearance thing anymore, almost never, and I haven't done it for a couple of years. But a week from Sunday, May 1st, I'm going to go out to... St. Charles County, to the St. Andrews. This is a T.R. Hughes development. This is a spectacular development. They have three sections. They have St. Andrews with homes from the 320s, three-car garages. They have the villas at St. Andrews from the mid-220s. And then they have the estates at St. Andrews, custom homes in a gated community from the 700s. This is a pretty high-class outfit up there, so I have no idea what I'm doing there, but I'll be there a week from Sunday from 1 to 3. The actual event will be from 11:30 to 3:30. There'll be a main tent. They'll have hot dogs and drinks and chips, and the grill will be hot, and you register for prizes like Cardinal baseball tickets. And the villa community is going to have drawings for other prizes, as will the single-family community and the custom homes. There'll be golf carts. They'll take you on a little tour out there. If you want, I'll drive you around on a golf cart, whatever you want to do. That'll be a week from Sunday, May 1st. Between now and then, if you're going to be out, and this is one of those weekends where people had planned to do things outdoors. It's not going to be quite warm enough. It's the perfect weekend to go looking around at what T.R. Hughes has to offer. And you'll find it all at their website, trhughes.com. I'll tell you more next week and remind you about a week from Sunday, but I'd love to meet you and say hello for a couple of hours. T.R. Hughes. All right. I'm going to go play in the snow tomorrow. And we'll be back here Monday right after 3. Till then, have a great weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me.